CBS World News Roundup. Billions of dollars in tax money is at stake as Uncle Sam widens criminal probes into what's become of weapons and other military supplies earmarked for Iraq. CBS's Peter Mayer is live in Washington with the details.
Nick, this is described as the largest fraud and kickback scheme of the Iraq War. The New York Times reports several federal agencies are on the case, and one investigation involves a senior U.S. officer who worked closely with General David Petraeus. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyon sees a symptom of an overextended military.
You end up losing much more control over where both money is being spent and weapons are finally winding up in whose hands.
The published report says several Americans have been charged and more indictments are expected. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And the president is on the road again today to talk up his Iraq strategy. Here's CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
For the second time in as many weeks, President Bush goes before a leading veterans group to make the case that U.S. efforts to bring democracy to Iraq must succeed.
We will not be intimidated by thugs and murderers. The United States of America will stand strong.
In his speech to the American Legion, Mr. Bush will warn that the outcome of the war in Iraq will determine the future of the Middle East, which he believes is crucial to U.S. national security. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Reno.
Well, the Army is pushing one more strategy to build up the ranks. The Associated Press says it's offering a $2,000 bonus to any member of the National Guard who brings a recruit to the active duty Army. A new scandal is rocking Washington, this time involving Senator Larry Craig. The Idaho Republican was arrested by an undercover police officer in June at the Minneapolis airport. CBS's Dan Revive has the details.
The arresting officer was a police sergeant who said he sat in one bathroom stall, and the man in the stall to his left, who turned out to be Senator Craig, moved one of his feet under the divider, touching the officer's foot. Craig allegedly put one hand under the divider. At that point, the cop put his police ID on the floor so Craig could see it and ordered him to come out. Craig later pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct, paid the court $500, and got 1 year of probation.
Craig says his actions were misconstrued. Craig, a staunch family values conservative, is up for re-election next year. What are some of his constituents saying?
Larry Craig used to be somebody you'd look up to in the community, and if it's true that he's been involved in lewd conduct, well, that doesn't really put him in a position to be looked upon as a role model anymore.
We should still run. There was no proof other than the other man's word.
A day after Alberto Gonzalez announced he's resigning as Attorney General, the handicapping's begun. Who will be his successor? There are several names being mentioned, says CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The most famous is Ted Olson, the high-octane lawyer who helped the president win the recount in 2000 and who then became Solicitor General. The most likely to generate goodwill at Justice is Larry Thompson, who worked there. And there's a throwback to the first President Bush and George Terwilliger, who would come back to a very different Justice Department.
It's another of those cases in which a drug used to treat one problem also holding out the promise of successfully fighting another medical condition. Live to CBS's Sam Litzinger.
Nick, statins are the world's best-selling drug taken by millions of people to reduce the risk of heart attacks. Now, a study in the journal Neurology supports a growing body of research that suggests they may also help to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's. Researchers compared the brains of people who were on statins to those who weren't and found less evidence of the plaques and tangles that characterize Alzheimer's in the first group than in the second, Nick.
The explosion in the Latino population may be an unanticipated health boon. Hispanics are more likely to have type O blood, the universal type. It's leading a growing number of blood banks to step up campaigns to attract more Hispanic donors. 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Some scary moments yesterday at CU.
He was shouting things that were largely unintelligible.
The man suspected of slashing a CU freshman's throat yesterday had worked at CU last year and had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in a stabbing 6 years ago. School officials say there was no sign the school had performed a background check on Kenton Austin, who was hired through a program run by the County Mental Health Center. Church leaders supervising fallen evangelical leader Ted Haggard plan to meet with him today because of an email he sent soliciting donations for himself. Haggard told people they could send money to him through an organization called Families with a Mission. That group has been linked to a registered sex offender in Hawaii. And Whole Foods says it has support from enough shareholders of Wild Oats to complete the purchase of its rival, putting an end to a takeover opposed by the feds. Federal Trade Commission argued that the deal would lead to less competition and higher prices. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Winnipeg areas of concern. Traffic seems to be moving along at good speeds along your I-25 corridor from downtown to the Tech Center. We have the usual fill-in on the southbound side from 104th to 84th. And right now, an uneventful drive on 225 across Aurora. Both I-76 and 270 just getting busy in the usual spots. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather out look today. Expect a partly cloudy morning with afternoon storms and a high of 86. Tonight, we'll get some more evening showers.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
And cast your vote for who will win the Democratic presidential ticket at our voting booth September 2nd and 3rd at Civic Center Park. That's coming up this weekend. I'm going to do a show there at the Taste on Monday, September 3rd from 4 until 7 p.m. because Randy Rhodes has that day off. So I'm going to do this show and that show on Monday. And catch the Out Loud radio show live from 11 until 1 on Sunday, September the 2nd. Go to am760.net for more information on all the Taste of Colorado activities. And maybe I'll talk Mary into coming down there with me, too. All right. Hopefully this morning we're going to have John Nichols on to talk a little bit more about Alberto Gonzalez and what's going on. And Jameson Fosier from Media Matters will be here, too. And we'll talk to him about our usual report about bias in the media. There's a lot of stuff to go over here this morning. You know, it's really funny. Mondays usually are extremely slow news days. And usually what you got to do on Monday is you have to do two things. And I'm being totally honest about this, you know, man behind the curtain type stuff. But it's really true. You either have to save really compelling good stories from Friday that you didn't get to, or you have to spend at least 45 minutes to an hour digging around trying to find something to talk about on Monday morning, because normally on Monday morning, there's not a whole hell of a lot going on. Plus, most of you are just not in the mood to either listen to or do talk radio on Monday morning. But here we sit at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 on AM 760, and there is, once again, all these things going on. Who knows where to start? Let's start with this one. A couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I talked about this on the air. I got all these nasty emails from people. Most of them are people who would admit to me being supporters of the GOP. And they were on my case. Because I kept asking, what is it about the GOP? What is it about these folks that they, and I'm really getting partisan here, that they pimp this family values business, and then they turn around and they get caught. And we have it again. We have it again. Now, I know you heard this story, but if by some chance you missed it, check this out. Senator Larry Craig, he is a Republican from Idaho, was arrested in June by an undercover police officer in a men's bathroom in the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport and pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct in the case 3 weeks ago. Mr. Craig, 62, was fined more than $500, placed on unsupervised probation for a year. A 10-day jail sentence was suspended, according to a copy of the court documents in the case. A second charge, interference with privacy, was dismissed. According to a police report obtained by Capitol Hill newspaper Roll Call, which disclosed the episode in the guilty plea yesterday, a plainclothes officer, police officer, investigating complaints of sexual activity in the bathroom, arrested the senator on June 11th after what the officer described as sexual advances made by Mr. Craig from the adjoining stall. By Roll Call's account, the officer said Mr. Craig had tapped his foot in what the officer called a known signal to engage in lewd conduct. And I don't have to draw you a picture here. You know what I'm talking about. And it also brushed his foot against the investigator's foot and waved his hand under the stall divider several times before the officer showed him his badge.
After the arrest, the senator denied any sexual intent, and in a statement issued on Monday afternoon, he attributed the matter to a misunderstanding. Okay, how many of you buy this, that he was having a misunderstanding? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know about you. Okay, women have to routinely go through this. I don't think men have to go through it as much, but I don't know about you. I don't even like men's rooms. Okay? I mean, I have to wait till the very last second to go to the bathroom. And it freaks. I just can't. I don't like them. I don't know if that has to do with being Jewish or what that is, or being neurotic or what it is, but I just don't. I mean, God, give me my own bathroom at home. Now, do you believe that this guy, Larry Craig, this senator, do you believe he went in there? Well, all right, it has to be this. Who do you believe? Do you believe the police officer or do you believe Larry Craig? At the time of the incident, I complained to police that they were misconstruing my actions, Mr. Craig said in a statement. I was not involved in any inappropriate conduct. Well, what is the first thing that happens when anybody gets caught by the cops? I mean, get any cop on the phone here, any officer willing to call in, they'll all tell you exactly the same thing. What do they tell you? What's the first thing that the perp, what's the first thing that the criminal, what's the first thing that they always say? You didn't understand me. It's not my car. I don't know where the dope came from. I wasn't doing anything. Why am I under arrest? All these excuses. So here's Senator Larry Craig from the GOP with a typical excuse. Now, he did get arrested for something. He was doing something in the men's room. Now, what do you think it was? He says, I should have had the advice of counsel in resolving this matter. In hindsight, I should not have pled guilty. I was trying to handle this matter myself quickly and expeditiously. Mr. Craig also severed his ties Monday with Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, in which he had been serving as co-liaison to the Senate. With Senator Robert F. Bennett of Utah, the Romney campaign issued a statement that said, Senator Craig has stepped down from his role with the campaign. He did not want to be a distraction. We accept this decision. Mr. Craig, whose seat is up for election next year, is the second senator in recent weeks to find his personal behavior under scrutiny. Senator David Vitter, Republican of Louisiana, was implicated in a separate case in the Washington area when his phone number turned up in the records of an escort service. Mr. Craig, Senator Larry Craig, is married, has three children, publicly rejected accusations by a gay rights activist last year that he engaged in homosexual conduct. He called the accusations completely ridiculous. He is a family values candidate. Well, okay. Why do these guys keep getting caught doing this stuff? All right. Well, I mean, what's up with this? I asked this question when David Vitter got caught. And by the way, where are the James Dobsons? Where are all these moral family value? Oh my God, they're wrecking the family. Where are all these people? Suddenly, you know, they don't have anything to say about Vitter. They haven't said anything about Vitter, and now they have nothing to say. No word about Larry Craig. Maybe we should call Focus on the Family live this morning. And I asked to speak to James Dobson and ask him what he has to say about this. And I wonder how this is going to play with the religious right, which is so much a part of the Republican Party. I wonder what they have to say about this. Or maybe they'll say nothing. Anyway, I don't mean to kick off the first 20 minutes of the show here feasting on the bones of Larry Craig. But I find it ironic that once again we have the situation where it's the same thing. There's no family values and blah blah and morals and gays and lesbians and blah and on and on and on, and then all of a sudden, bing, pew, caught, nailed. All right, anybody want to answer this? Now, look. There is hypocrisy in all of us. There's no question about that. Okay, that's number one. And number two, we have all fallen from grace. What is that old statement? Let him without the first sin, or no, cast the first stone. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Or people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, or whatever the whatever quote you want to, you know, suck up and use. Thing is, we've all done it. But the difference is that for a lot of us, we don't run around taking this whole quote-unquote phony values debate and this whole phony quote-unquote family values debate and all this stuff, and we don't shove it on other people's faces. We're not interested in what people do in the privacy of their bedroom. But these guys are. So what is it about them that they keep getting caught? What is it about them that David Vitter, no one has anything to say about that, now it's Larry Craig, and somebody, and I still have it here, somebody sent me a whole list of Republicans. Now, I know you can bring up some Democrats, but to even bring Democrats up into this is not really relevant because Democrats don't really spend a whole lot of time lecturing on this. Republicans do. Constantly. Constantly. Well, we're aligned with value voters. Yeah, okay. 303-713-7600. Anybody want to take a shot at Larry Craig's psyche, Senator Craig's psyche, or the psyche of people that are like this? And, you know, Ted Haggard was in the news yesterday with this charity solicitation thing he's got going on where the guy who heads it has got some ethical problems. And Haggard is another example of, okay, lecturing right from the pulpit about all this stuff and then gets nailed with a gay hooker. So there's another example of all of this. 303-71.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The 350 rebate. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn 10 points for every dollar you spend. Friday through Monday. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities limited. Details available at participating stores. All rebates by mail.
623, 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. I was talking to a friend of mine, Ben, about this very subject this weekend. Now, Ben, he's one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. He and his wife, Jolie, are really nice, good people. They're conservative, and that's okay, because I don't mind that. I like that, in exchange of ideas. But I was talking about this. I was talking about the fact that a lot of us think we're healthy, but we really don't consider the fact that 62% of heart attacks occur in individuals with zero or one risk factor. For 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease, the first symptom is a fatal event. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. So I was telling Ben, I said, you know, you owe it to yourself, and you owe it to Jolie, and you owe it to your family, and you guys too. You owe it too to get a heart scan. It's important. Hook up with Front Range Preventive Imaging, because they have the technology that can help save the life of you or someone close to you. The EBT scanner is the best-known invasive, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. We're talking no needles, no drugs, no injections, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides you with life-saving information about your heart's health. And the key to all of this is to get it done and get a diagnosis and get out in front of it. So do what my friend Ben's going to do, because he's going to call preventive Front Range Preventive Imaging, and you should too, at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Front Range Preventive Imaging.com is where you see him on the internet, but call him, 303-443-SCAN. You'll be glad you did.
Do you owe money to the IRS? You're not alone. Millions of people owe back taxes, but now you can resolve your tax debt once and for all. Just call Effectua for a free consultation, 1-800-700-4318.
I had a $9,000 tax liability that Effectua negotiated down to only $500.
Effectua is a national firm with over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. So don't go it alone. Call the experts.
I owed back payroll taxes of $75,000. After calling Effectua, they dealt with the IRS, and I was able to concentrate on growing my business and raising my family.
Effectua helped me resolve a tax problem that I'd been burdened with for about 10 years. Effectua was a lifesaver for me.
Call Effectua now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-700-4318. That's 1-800-700-4318.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.
Yeah, this is a story about Senator Larry Craig and David Bitter, too. 26 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. J. Marvin here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 84. Senator Larry Craig popped in the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport men's bathroom. Okay, what is it about these guys that they proselytize about us? I mean, look at all the family values stuff. And look at all the, you know, defense of marriage. And they've used this stuff for years to win elections and to get people to vote against their own self-interests. And they keep getting caught. They keep getting caught in these sex scandals. So how many people out there are still buying this? They're still buying this argument. Well, I'm going to vote for you. I'm going to, you know, I'm voting GOP. Because it's family values, and they're going to hold back the queers and they believe in monogamous relationships and wait a minute, then there's David Vitter and Larry Craig. 303-713-7600. Here's Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, first of all, this guy, you know, what you do in your own house, I have no problem with. I don't care as long as it's not hurting somebody else. But when you're doing it in the public bathroom, yeah, you should be arrested. I worked out in Washington Dulles for a few years, and I had a bunch of gay friends, and some of the male ones would tell me they would go to like truck stops or rest stops along the highway, and that's where they, in the restrooms, that's where they would meet other guys. So I don't doubt for a second that that's exactly what this guy was doing. You don't reach underneath the stall and rub somebody's leg with your foot and all that stuff. He knew what he was doing.
Now, what would
he
you
just
do?
Got caught.
What would you do if you're sitting in the stall and the guy next to you did that to you? I'd freak out.
I don't know. I'd get a little upset.
A little?
Well, I'm trying to put it mildly, Jake. But, you know, he's going to get with...
Oh, did we lose him? Yep. Mark went away. And I think what Mark was going to say is he's going to get what he deserves. Well, I don't know. Did you hear that woman on the top of the hour CBS News? Where she said, well, it was just that other man's word against his, and that she'd vote for him again anyway? Well, the other man happened to be a police officer. What, cops don't count? And I would have, I'm sorry, Mark, that your cell phone cut out, because I would have liked to have heard the last part of that, because I would have loved... I'd love to hear what people's speculation is as to why it is that you know, here's what I think part of it is. What I think part of it is, the late Lefty Frizzell once said, you don't have to live it, you just have to believe it. And I think that's really the case with a lot of these guys. they don't really live it, but somewhere in their brain, they believe it. So they're able to stand up in public. They're able to make these statements about sex and morals and lecture you and I and appeal to those people who think that America is headed down Satan's highway to hell. And people go for it. Oh, all right, we got Mark back. All right, Mark, so you were going to say.
I was going to say he's going to get what he deserves. And as far as the political angle goes, you know, I'm probably as sick of politicians as you are, and I wish they would just say, this is what I truly believe, not what you want, no, not what the public wants to hear. This is what I believe. This is what I stand for. Vote for me based on these things, not what, you know, I'm not going to blow smoke up your backside to get your vote. So now he's out.
Why do these guys in the quote-unquote values party or, the big advocates of this, why do these guys keep getting caught? I mean, you got Foley, you got Vitter, you got Larry Craig. You know, if a Democrat gets caught, yeah, okay. Depending on what they did, it's bad. But at least with the Democratic Party, and I have trouble with them just like everybody else does, but at least with the Democratic Party, they're not running around barnstorming around the country preaching this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I would say the reason they're getting caught because it's real easy to say something, but it's not quite as easy to act that out in your everyday life for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? It's easy to say I'm against homosexuality, but if you're homosexual, then it's hard not to follow your true desires.
Well, then, if that's the case, why would you be against it if that's what if you have leanings that way? I mean, maybe Senator Larry Craig is I don't know what his sexual orientation is, but why would you, how do guys do that? How do people do that? How do they make statements like that, and then deep down inside, they're like totally and completely different.
I got two words for you, Jay: power and money. That's what they do it for.
Really?
And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate.
See who you are, and if people can't accept you for that, that's those people's problem.
You know, is it that big of a crime to be gay? No, it's not. Who cares?
No.
Why does anybody care? I keep asking this every day on this show until I'm blue in the face about. Why do people care? And if they don't care, why do people feel they have to hide it? And can't you be a conservative and can't you be a Republican and not really care about somebody's sexual orientation?
Well, let me ask you this, Jay. I'm conservative. I have religious beliefs. But if you were gay, what the heck's that got to do with me? That's between you and God. It's got nothing to do with me. It's not my problem. So why am I going to, like you said, cast the first stone at you when I know I'm not sinless?
Well, because I've never been able to figure that out.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand how that treads on anybody's life. I mean, when you said, okay, what people do on their own, but as long as they don't hurt anybody, if it's two consenting adults,
Look,
if one guy wants to live with three women. Why does anybody care if the three women consent to do it?
Let him have that headache. I don't want it. when I said that, Jay, I was talking about, you've heard of snuff films, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what I'm talking about. But besides that, hey, if you both want to do it, have fun.
Well, because murder's illegal. But
exactly.
But why is there this big drive and this big constant debate about morals? About sexual. All right, look. There's no debate about the morals of poverty. Very little. There's no debate about the morals of, say, children not being able to get affordable health care. But you know what? There is this huge debate about the morals of quote unquote family values, sex, and then what ends up happening is the worst perpetrators of this stuff end up finding themselves in a men's room in Minneapolis, St. Paul, tapping their foot next to an undercover officer.
I have no idea why they go down that road, Jay. Like I said, be who you are, and hopefully people accept you for it.
I agree. Mark, thanks, man.
Have a good one.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to talk to you. I don't think I'll get a call about this, a truthful one, at 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour. But if you're out there, let me ask this. If you're out there, you're listening to me, and you're gay, and you're not open about it, I'd love to talk to you and ask you why. I'd love to know why. If you're gay and you're not open about it. Call me at 303-713-7600 if you have the courage to get on and talk. I even thought about going on the Out Loud show and getting Sharon and those folks to let me ask that question. Or how about those of you that have lived a closeted life and have recently come out to face it? What's that like, having to go every single day and not be open about something? I mean, I kind of know what that's like. Because I've had jobs where I've had to go and, well, my last one, and say certain things and keep my mouth shut. And it tore me up. I mean, it was the worst. So I can't imagine having to go to work, having to lead your social life, and not being who you really are. I don't know what that would be like in that respect, and I'd love to find out. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Gino with traffic.
Okay, we've got a major problem on eastbound I-70. We've had a bad crash there involving a motorcycle. That motorcyclist is down. Eastbound I-70 is gridlocked now between I-25 and Vasquez. Looks like they've got all lanes shut down except one, but it looks like they'll probably shut down the highway completely. So you want to avoid this area at all costs. And that's eastbound I-70 right near Vasquez. We've got Curiosity slowing on the westbound side. Or southbound 25 stacked up through Thornton and North Glen. Same for westbound I-76 at I-25. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy day with afternoon storms and a high of 86. Right now it's clear and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapaho in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapaho and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at DenverNutcracker.com.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Gut reaction was to worry for his safety.
But I've always trusted my son and supported his decisions. So as hard as it was to imagine my son being a soldier, it was harder to imagine his future without the Guard.
The Guard will give her money for college. Real world job skills.
And I'm proud of him.
Your son or daughter can serve your community in the National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask about the job skills they'll gain.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you owe money to the IRS? You're not alone. Millions of people owe back taxes. But now you can resolve your tax debt once and for all. Just call Effectua for a free consultation. 1-800-700-4318.
I had a $9,000 tax liability that Effectra negotiated down to only $500.
Effectra is a national firm with over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. So don't go it alone. Call the experts.
I owed back payroll taxes of $75,000. After calling Effectra, they dealt with the IRS, and I was able to concentrate on growing my business and raising my family.
Effectra helped me resolve a tax problem that I'd been burdened with for about 10 years. Effectra was a lifesaver for me.
Call Effectra now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-700-4318. That's 1-800-700-4318.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Steve Earle, who's got a new CD coming out called Washington Square, which also includes a DVD about the making of the CD. 6:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 84, and about a 29% chance. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Senator Larry Craig, Republican of Idaho, busted in the men's room, Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. I ask the question, is there anybody out there, and I know it's early in the morning, is there anybody out there who's brave enough to come forward and talk about this, about being gay or being lesbian or gay, and having to live kind of a closed life, and what that would be like to have to do that? Let's go to Gina in Lakewood. Gina, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. It's real simple. You know, here in the land of liberty and justice for all, 2007, we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why we hide.
Because yeah, what's that like to have to hide like that?
It's you know, I'm 52. I'm kind of over it. The fact is that before the religious right decided that I had a homosexual agenda, my life was easier. I got up, I went to work, I sent my kid to school. People, my girlfriend and I, life was good. It was fine. The people who need to know. I mean, they know at work. My friends know. But I mean, I have a son. It makes it harder for him if people know. I mean, I've never been I've never been one to march in the parade. That's just me. You have to couch everything you say. My girlfriend and I, half the time, we refer to ourselves as roommates in public or on forums and stuff. It just, you know, I'm 52. I'm not somebody who's going to be walking down the street and ass chaps holding hands with my girlfriend, but we shouldn't have to hide. Nobody should care. And, I mean, a United States senator in the bathroom at the airport, I mean, ew.
Yeah, I know.
The fact is men and women are different, be they gay or straight. I mean, we all know straight men who will nail anything with a pulse. There are gay men the same way. But he shouldn't have to hide. Now, I don't know anything about this guy. I don't know anything about his politics. I know nothing about him.
Well, he's your family. He's your family values.
My basic
conservative.
Republic. Exactly. Leaning, party line. Yeah,
has a family, has kids.
You know, and look what this is going to do to his kids. Look what his party members, his friends, the people who stand behind him and pat him on the back and tell him what a great guy he is, look what they're going to do to his kids and his wife. They're going to make their lives for the next however long a living hell.
Well, how old is your son?
My son is 14.
Now, does he ask any questions?
You know, he's lived with it all his life. He kind of does. He's got amazing gaydar that is just kind of scary for a kid his age, which is a great thing. He doesn't care. But that's his nature. He was just born incredibly laid back. If somebody doesn't like him for one reason or another, he could care less because somebody else is gonna.
So at one time, you were in a traditional man-woman relationship.
No. That's
no?
Not the case.
Never?
Never.
So.
It's complex. It's
artificial insemination?
No, sir. There was an assault.
Oh, okay.
So So that's a whole other show.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a whole show.
That's a whole. That's so.
Yeah,
so
that's
you
a whole better five or six shows.
Yeah, really. Yeah. So you. So all right. But the reason I ask this is because you never went through any of that part of it. I mean, you knew in junior high. You knew when you were younger. You knew what the story was.
Absolutely. I was, 19 or 24. I figured out, because I'm of that, that age. I think young people figured out a little sooner now simply because society is such that it just is, I was a little older before I was a child, a child in the 60s, and so I went through a whole lot of that, something is seriously wrong with me, what is wrong with me. And then was lucky enough to have a mother who explained to me that there was nothing, there wasn't a damn thing wrong with me. If anybody else had a problem with it, there was something wrong with them.
Oh, boy, were you lucky there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a mother who had a child out of wedlock in 1954 and apologized to nobody. So,
wow.
Yeah, I had a strange, I had a odd upbringing. Toughened you up.
It does. I just can't imagine what it would be like. Not that anybody would go around and advertise sexually what they are, but yeah, when it comes down to that stuff, like the company Christmas party or
exactly.
the holiday party
exactly.
or whatever, and it's like, and. Hiding, because I've worked with guys who people would say, look at so-and-so. And then, they would come to the company, a holiday party, and they bring a woman with them.
Yeah.
And you knew what the deal was.
Oh, of course.
But how terrible that would have to be that way.
And I've done it, not anymore. In the past, yeah, I've done it. You do it to survive. You do it because you need that job. You do it because, every day we make compromises. Everybody makes compromises to make their job easier. Your boss is a jerk and you don't tell him so. You do something. You just do. I mean, it's part of life. Somebody, cuts you off on the road and instead of, ramming into them, you just call them an SOB under your breath and move on with it. So if you take that, you take that to the degree of everything I do has to be kind of a secret. Not quite. You never get comfortable. You're always looking over your shoulder.
And here's the other thing. What is it about these guys that they keep getting busted? These guys, and they're all this family values, what I would turn to be sexually oppressive crowd, and they. Turn out like this guy Larry Craig. They turn out like David Vitter. They always these guys keep getting busted. What is it about this?
Truth will out.
Well, why would you endorse something though that's not you?
Why do people belong to?
Yeah.
The trade unions, the Republicans.
Yeah, but something. Well, yeah, but okay. I, on the face of that, that sounds really simplistic. But I'm talking about something I'm talking about something though that really cuts deep, like your sexuality, or going around and saying, I'm not Jewish. I'm not Catholic. Something that cuts inside of you that you sit there and you deny it.
Power and money. Like the guy before me said, power and money.
You think you think power and money is enough?
Well, evidently not for, evidently it is, because this keeps happening. And the self-loathing, you have no idea what kind of, you have talked openly in the past about some of your health issues, your mental health issues.
Right.
And you know then the kind of self-loathing that can inspire. Why can't I fix myself? Why can't I be just like everybody else? And I am not saying that before the phone starts ringing, I am not saying that homosexuality is a mental disease. All of you out there, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that self-loathing is what it is. And if it's because you are gay, if it's because you have a mental disease, if it's because you're too fat, if it is because of any of those other things that can eat you up.
Yeah, and I've even been through it when it comes to politics, too. Because,
sure.
Because now, and I mentioned this on the air before, now in today's world, in 2007, if you're just the slightest bit left-leaning, there are very few places for you to work. Whereas 15, 20 years ago, there were lots of places, and I've worked in places where, okay, like I've been the only left-leaning person, and you catch a tremendous amount of crap from the listeners and from the people you work with, and it's like, and so you cover stuff up, you suppress certain statements, and then you get into self-loathing about that, too. Gina, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks for talking about it.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Well, I did manage to get one call. One person did come forward. You know, I realize it's early. 6:50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out traffic now with Gina Michaels.
Well, we have these major delays now on eastbound I-70 between I-25 and Vasquez. We've had a crash involving a motorcycle. The right lane is getting by temporarily, but it looks like they could completely close the highway. So stop-and-go conditions, obviously. You need to avoid the area completely. Use your alternates around it. Eastbound 270 heavy now from I-76 to Vasquez, as is the westbound side of I-70 between Colorado and Vasquez. Weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy skies, but we'll get those afternoon storms once again. High of 86. Tonight, more evening showers in store for us and a low of 57. And right now, under mostly fair skies, it's 60 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving morning, noon, and night. Just call in and carry out, from mouthwatering breakfasts, luscious lunches, to delectable dinners. If you've got a favorite thing, call IHOP and carry out a big smile with IHOP and Go.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a cutting-edge film festival coming to Boulder. The 2007 Tufi Film Festival, September 6th through the 9th, showcasing independent movies, music, fine art, and fashion. For more information, visit am760.net.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
6:52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you said to yourself, I'm not going through this winter like I did last winter, and I need all-wheel drive, I need four-wheel drive, and I need a place to go to get it and get it for a good price, then you need to go to Rocky's Autos, which, by the way, like us, they're open on Labor Day. And Rocky's has got a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs. Just about everything you can think of. Volkswagen, Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Ford, Chevy. The list just goes on and on and on. And you can even see this for yourself by going to their website on the internets, rockiesautos.com, and checking out their selection. They've got their they've just got great ways to finance, numerous ways to finance, and they've got their great matching down incentive going on. So now's the time to get out there and take advantage of these prices. See my buddies Tom and Marv Al Shear. See Spanky Herrera. See Kobe Harris. See Fred Labrato. Any of the folks at Rockies will take care of you. There's over 100 employees there, and they work very, very hard to do the job. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So that shows you right there. They're in it for the long haul, not for the short haul. You're not going to buy from them today, and they're gone tomorrow. That's not the way they work. So get on out to Rockies, and if you want to do Labor Day shopping, they're going to be open on Labor Day. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Are you looking for a home equity loan?
LendingTree's loan specialists can help you find one that's right for you. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Want your money to go further this summer? Walmart's new lower prices save you even more. 16-ounce Ritz crackers are just $1.96, and 8-ounce Cool Whip is just 97 cents. This summer, stretch your paycheck at Walmart.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 655. 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 84. Talking this first hour about Senator Larry Craig, the Republican from Idaho, arrested in June by an undercover police officer in a men's bathroom at a Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, pleading guilty to disorderly conduct in the case 3 weeks ago, and he was fined more than $500. He claims he didn't do anything wrong. The undercover officer claims that he was giving him a sign for sex. I've been asking the question all hour, and we got a record-breaking supply of two calls this hour. But I've been asking the whole thing about why it is that these guys keep getting caught in these situations. And, you know, they have successfully, and I'm talking to conservatives as well as those of you who consider yourselves to be progressives or liberals, they have used this whole family values, kind of like defense of marriage, stop the queers kind of stuff to get voters really to appeal against their own interests. And there's going to be an anti-gay amendment on the ballot this year here or coming up next year election cycle in Colorado. There's going to be one. And I've asked you many, many times on the air here, and I always get the same answer, no matter how many times I ask it. But I've asked many times, okay, explain to me how it is that 25% of this country still hangs in with this administration. Every answer I always get is the same thing. Well, they do it because of religious reasons. So this whole family values thing, this whole deal that they're doing, it's effective. It works. Question is, will it continue to work? And will they continue to be able to pull this off? Seeing as how they keep getting busted like every 2 to 3 weeks. And I marvel at all of this. And I love examining it. I love looking at it. Now, we've got an interesting little thing going on in Iraq that yesterday the media didn't really talk too much about and didn't touch on, and I want to touch about on it coming up next hour. And that is the Iraqi prime minister telling us to butt out. Now, how does he get our support and also butt out at the same time? So we'll discuss that coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hang with me.
Know someone with a car or a boat that's just sitting there going nowhere? Help them put it to good use for a great cause. ACI is a leader in car donations. They say it's better to give than to receive. Well, with ACI, when you give, you also receive. ACI gives you and the donor cash, a free vacation, and thousands of dollars in free shopping if the car qualifies. They also offer a tax-deductible receipt, and they'll pick up the car or boat at your convenience for free. They even provide all the needed paperwork, cash gifts, and free vacations on the spot. Call 888-76-DONATE. That's 888-76-DONATE. ACI also accepts cash, real estate, and all other donations. Call 888-76-DONATE. That's 888-76-DONATE. Your charity is priceless for funding the needed research ACI provides. Visit acidonations.org or call 888-76-DONATE today. Only ACI gives you the most for your donations. It's toll-free, 888-76-DONATE.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger in Washington. Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig's political future is in doubt. An officer investigating allegations of lewd conduct arrested him in a men's room at the Minneapolis airport. John McCardle is a reporter with the newspaper Roll Call.
He proceeds to rub his foot up against the officer's foot, run his hand, his left hand, back and forth underneath the stall on the officer's side of the stall.
McCardle says this restroom has a reputation.
This particular bathroom was apparently notorious as sort of a meet-up spot, and there had been civilian complaints.
Craig's pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. What do his constituents think?
If he pled guilty, then he is guilty. He knows he's guilty. He should just resign and let's move on to something better.
I think he should just kind of bow down and go get some help.
No word yet on whether Craig will run for re-election. I'm Sam Litzinger with more CBS News. Here's Frank Sedefa.
A published report says federal agencies are investigating fraud and bribe-taking in connection with the sale of weapons and other supplies to American and Iraqi troops. The New York Times says some indictments have already been returned and more are expected. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says war profiteering happens.
Control money had a problem in rapid fashion, as occurred at that time. That opens up badly opportunities for fraud and misabuse, bad oversight of funding, and that appears to what may have occurred here.
I'm Mark Noller, live in Reno, Nevada. In 4 hours, President Bush goes before the National Convention of the American Legion to again make the case that the surge of U.S. forces in Iraq must be given more time to succeed. He'll say it's not just the future of Iraq that's at stake, but the greater Middle East. He'll call on Congress to take no action until it hears the report of top U.S. Commander General David Petraeus in about 2 weeks. Frank.
Michael Vick's legal team could see a blitz coming, so it told the Atlanta Falcons quarterback to switch signals and skip a scheduled question and answer session on this morning's Tom Joyner radio show.
He was very apologetic. He said, I really want to do it, but all of his advisors are advising him not to because people are taking everything out of context.
In court yesterday, Vic admitted he was part of an illegal dogfighting ring. Small fires caused by power problems plagued Washington's Metro Rail system for a second straight night. Service was back to normal in time for the morning rush hour. Overseas, Greece's worst wildfires in living memory are burning for a fifth day. The fires have taken at least 64 lives. Members of the Little League World Series Championship team from Warner Robins, Georgia, got a rousing welcome when they returned home last night.
Great. Cool seeing all these people just wanting to talk to you and wanting your autograph.
12-year-old shortstop Dalton Carriker hit the game-winning home run in Sunday's title game.
Every little kid's dream is to win the Little League World Series off a walk-off home run, and that's what I did, and I just couldn't believe it.
The town will stage a victory parade this Saturday. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 7 points. This is CBS News.
It's your walls and your ideas, your kitchen and your creativity, your garage and your vision. It's your home, from the small jobs that renew to more ambitious ideas that transform. At Ace Hardware, we're here to help you.
Come to your neighborhood Ace and start your project now for paint, plumbing, home organization, serious hardware, and great gadgets. Plus, a team of Ace folks to help you get just what you need to make your home beautiful.
Ace is your place, with everything for your home, plus expert advice and solutions that work for you. Ace, the helpful place.
Can you guess where's Michelin Man? He's heading off-road to the daunting River of No Return. Fortunately, Michelin Man will return because he has Michelin's new LTX AT2 tires with class-leading off-road traction and smooth on-road comfort. For more on LTX AT2 tires and Michelin Man's whereabouts, visit michelinman.com/guesswhere. Plus, enter to win a Via Michelin GPS.
Michelin, a better way forward.
Claim based on internal Michelin off-road evaluation versus select competition. No purchase necessary. See website for claim and promotion details.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The man suspected of slashing a CU freshman in the throat yesterday apparently worked at CU last year. School officials say 39-year-old Kenton Aston was a cashier at the student center months before yesterday's bizarre attack.
He started stabbing himself in the stomach repeatedly while screaming.
Aston was sent to a state mental hospital 6 years ago after being accused of stabbing a 21-year-old Longmont man. He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity on charges including attempted murder one. CU officials say there was no sign the school performed a background check on Aston, who was hired through a program run by the county mental health center. CU's chancellor says policies on background checks are being changed immediately. Church officials supervising fallen evangelical leader Ted Haggard will meet with him today, all because of an email he sent soliciting donations for himself. Haggard told folks they could send money to him through an organization called Families with a Mission, a group that's now been linked to a registered sex offender. Haggard isn't commenting on why he picked that group to take donations on his behalf. In the fundraising email, he said he needed money as he attended school and worked in a halfway house. And today, state officials plan to release their review of the starvation death of a 7-year-old boy who weighed just 31 pounds when he died in May. A court document says he was kept in a closet for days at a time without food, water, or access to a bathroom. The boy's guardian and girlfriend are facing charges of first-degree murder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. The major issue, of course, is still these delays we have on eastbound I-70. That's back up now to Sheridan toward Vasquez. That was due to that car versus motorcycle crash that we had. The right lane is getting by, but we have another wreck in the backups at Federal, so this whole area is still gridlocked. We have a crash, a new one on US 85, two vehicles at Union, and we're seeing heavy delays on eastbound 6th from Sheridan toward I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, it'll be a partly cloudy day with afternoon storms and a high of 86. Right now, clear and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
WAMU is currently running a special on an 8-month CD with add-on feature that lets you add money into the account anytime you want, which you'll do considering how great the rate is. Restrictions apply. To learn more, visit a WAMU near you. Deposits are FDIC insured.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Saw chance thunderstorms. High today, 84. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get your picture taken with Bill and Hillary and cast your vote for who will win Democratic presidential ticket at our voting booth September 2nd and 3rd at Civic Center Park. This is the Taste of Colorado. My show, I'm going to do my show, both this show on Monday, Labor Day, and also I'll be on Labor Day afternoon between 4 and 7. Randy Rose is going to take a vacation, so I'm going to sit in for her, and we're going to do the show live from there, so you can either come by or call in, and we'll have ourselves a good time. You can also catch the Out Loud radio show live from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Sunday, September the 2nd. Go to am760.net for information on all the Taste of Colorado activities and events. I look forward to seeing you out there. And I was going to talk about this thing about Iraq, but, you know, I call me a glutton for punishment. I don't want to let up on this Larry Craig thing. Not only do I not want to let up on this Larry Craig thing, I also want to talk about the fact that, don't you think that this use of moral issues, in order to get people to vote against their own self-interests, don't you think that's got to run out? Do you think that would? Do you think that's still effective? Do you think it is still going to work? Now, I keep asking this question on the air every single day. At one time or another during the show, I always ask this question. Okay, how does the 25% or 26% out there who embrace the White House and embrace what's going on in the country, how do they stick with this? And as I said here about 10 minutes ago, I always get emails with the following response. Well, they do because of religious reasons. Yet, these guys keep getting caught time and time again doing this stuff. And when is the point going to come where people are going to say, wait a minute, they'll talk about this, and they'll mouth a good game, but in reality, they don't fulfill. They don't come through. They're really not what they say they are. You know, that's always the big accusation against people on the left. Big accusation against people on the left is, oh, they're all phonies. Blah, blah, blah. You've heard all that. See, I maintain it's not a matter of right or left. I maintain it's a matter of right and wrong. Do you think it's right to advocate the control of people over such things as their sexuality? Or, here's another one. If you look at this morning in the paper. This is in the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Mayor, four on council, fess up to pot. Denver Councilwoman Marcia Johnson didn't inhale either. Her only experiment with weed, Johnson said, took the form of marijuana-laced brownie. I even scraped a bowl, she said. No, not that kind of bowl. The East Denver Councilwoman, who said that pot gave her the giggles, is among five city officials who told the Denver Daily News that they've smoked or ingested bud. The other four, Mayor John Hickenlooper, Council Members Rick Garcia, Carla Madison, and Jeannie Robb, the revelations came in advance of a council vote yesterday on whether to let Denver voters decide if adult possession of less than an ounce of marijuana should be the lowest priority for police. Lindy Echelbaum Lent, a senior advisor to the mayor, said Hickenlooper wouldn't encourage making his youthful personal choices a public policy. This type of issue is a moot point these days, she said. David Kenny, president of the Kenny Group, a political consulting firm, agreed. I don't think marijuana use is the political death knell that it may have been previous generations ago. Council members Charlie Brown, Peggy Lehman, Doug Linkhart, and Judy Montero declined to say whether or not they had ever used pot. Why? Why did they decline to say? Come on! Haley Foster, program director of the Denver-based Council on Substance Abuse and Mental Health, said the admission of pot use by city officials tells the public it's okay to use weed. Okay, you know what? Here we go again. How many of us have not used marijuana? How many of you do not want to come on here, and how many of you do not want to say, okay, you know what? I have never used pot. Now, be patient with me because I'm weaving all this together. But how many of us want to come forward? Come on. We all know everybody has. Okay, there may be a few people that haven't, but the majority of us have. The majority of us have smoked dope once. Maybe twice. Maybe more than twice. Don't you think politicians ought to come forward and just tell us the truth? Just smoke it? Would you hold it against them if they did? Here's the crux. The crux is that when they say one thing and then they've done another or they do another, like people like Larry Craig or David Vitter or Ted Haggard or... Well, you know what? Name people. Name them. I don't care. Name them. But they're always, you know, yakking this thing about how, boy, and if I'm going overboard on this, I got to tell you, one of the reasons I am going overboard on this is because, you know something? Nothing bugs me more than this. Nothing bugs me more than this. I can't stand it. I can't stand being proselytized to. I cannot stand these folks. Well, I tell you, you're going to go. These people are in trouble. We need a more moral America. Oh, come on. Come on. We can't have an honest discussion about marijuana. We can't have an honest discussion about sex. We can't have a you get these people who, I'm for family values. Yeah, okay, until you get caught in the men's room, the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport, then all of a sudden, I didn't do anything wrong. Well, what were you doing in there? What were you doing in there? In other words, where do we draw the line on all of this stuff? And how long are people going to continue to get sucked up into this deal? Am I getting too loud, too worked up here? I'll tone it down and be more FM radio-like. How long? But how long is this going to work? How long is this approach going to work? I don't care what party we're talking about. I don't care whether it's right, left, in the middle. I don't care. How long is this going to work? How long are we going to be able to come forward and get suckered in by this and appeal to this? And how long is it going to be before we can convince our fellow Americans to drop their agenda of being solely and completely involved and caring about other people's lives to the extent that they have to control adults and keep adults from injuring themselves, or that adults have to seek approval from them for the things that they want to do? And I'm talking about the following things. Engaging in homosexual activities, living together unmarried, smoking marijuana within the confines of your home, gambling, well, there's another one. And you can think of all kinds of numerous ones. And people run for these on these political offices, they run all the time on this stuff, don't they? So what ends up happening is Larry Craig gets popped. You've got the mayor and four council members fess up to pot. The rest of them won't say. So come on, Charlie Brown, Peggy Lehman, Doug Linkhart, and Judy Montero. Did you or did you not? Have you now or have you ever smoked marijuana? What's the big deal? Maybe I'm just ranting and raving at the whole system. Well, I can't listen to that guy on AM 760 in the morning. He's just too wound up for me, and he's crazy. 303-713-7600. Let me snatch a call. Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Hey, you know, I've called you before, Jay, about El Monte Slim off Cheech and Chong.
Well, there you go.
That's all it is, bro. You know, balloons for all you kiddies, lollipops for all you suckers. That 25-27% or whatever it is, you know, it's like the Great Salt Lake, man. The ocean's going to feed that forever. And there's always going to be that crowd that says, I don't care. I talked to a friend of mine in California. She is so, and I mean hell-bent on Robertson and Falwell and Haggard. And I told her, I said, these guys, you know, the two of them are in my backyard here. They're crooks. Oh, no, 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 no. I send them money all the time. They tell me they're doing good things. Oh, I you can't get through her. And I love her to death. But I'd like to just, you know, smack her upside the head and say, look, these guys are taking you for a ride.
What is it about? What is it about them that she doesn't get?
She doesn't want to believe that Dobson, you know, is all high on the pedestal and dictating everybody's lives. All she sees is that envelope in the mail that says, please send me $25. And my buddy's, you know, getting pretty upset because he's trying to get to her and say, look, these guys are crooks.
Well, I don't know if they've or what you would call crooks. I don't know if they've done anything illegal. I think their agenda is completely and totally, you know,
warped.
Well, just misguided. I mean, and how long are people going to get sucked in to all of this and keep going along with it? How much is this going to continue to be effective that people are going to get distracted from the things that they really ought to be worried about, and instead of you know, it tongue ties me, man. I'm befuddled by the whole damn. I'm befuddled by the whole damn thing.
I know. Well, here's something for the audience to think about: is there's 13 Senate seats coming up, right?
Yeah.
I'll guarantee you. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut. I'll take the donut, and we're going to get 8 of them seats. That's a guarantee. That's how screwed up these idiots are on the right. We're going to snag eight seats.
Yeah, but you know, but to me it goes beyond this. To me it goes beyond this whole idea of right and left. It goes beyond. To me it goes beyond like what's right and what's wrong.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I believe you. I mean,
I mean, why is it anybody's business what I do as long as I'm a consenting adult and I don't hurt anybody?
Well, this Craig guy, I'm sure, is preaching those family values.
He is.
And all that, you know, I'm the one you got to look up to. And then look at him. He's out. You talk about reach out and touch someone. Guy's watched too much TV in the past. I mean, it's sick. I mean,
How's he going to explain that to his kids?
It's sick. Oh, the kids ought to just jam. You know, they ought to just say, hey, I'm going to go live with Uncle Tom or Jerry or whoever. We're going to get those eight seats. And that's as simple as that. We're going to smoke these people next October.
Well,
I
hope so.
November. It's not even going to be funny.
I hope so. And then what is it with these council members who won't admit to smoking pot? Come on.
Well, you know, I tried it, but I didn't inhale.
Well, yeah, the old Clinton line.
Just, like you said, just shut up and say you did, say you didn't, and then and go about your business.
Yeah, I'd like to sit here and take an hour's worth of calls from people who would call up and say, yes, Jay, my name is so-and-so, and I smoked pot.
Before I go, I'll ask you a real cool question. You're in the middle lane on 25. You got the guy on the right drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels. Got the guy on the left smoking a big fatty. Who do you feel safer?
The guy smoking the fatty.
There you go, my man.
I'm with you.
Have a good morning.
See ya.
All right.
Okay. Denver police can come to my house and search it, too. I don't have any drugs. But I have used pot in the past. I admitted using marijuana. I guess I'll never be able to hold public office. Well, at least I've never been caught in a men's room. Because I've never gone in there and tried any of that stuff. Ugh, that whole thing makes me creepy. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Warrior calls coming up at 303-713-7600. And we've got John Nichols coming up next hour to talk about Alberto Gonzalez a little bit. And we're also going to get into Michael Vick as well. And whether the idea is, so Michael has now found Jesus and all this, reflection. And it's always either Jesus, rehab, or something. And that
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
E9 per eye, and the Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase bladeless LASIK. So learn more about all your options with Icon LASIK by calling Icon LASIK Center at 720-524-1001. That's 720 524-1001, and they now have an office open in Loveland. Check them out, Icon Online at IconDenver.com.
I joined the National Guard for opportunity.
Over 200 career choices and paid training.
Money for college. A steady paycheck.
Only one thing stood between me and my benefits.
Basic training. I'm not going to lie, it wasn't easy. The obstacle course was really challenging.
Now, I'm a National Guard soldier.
I help my community. I can protect my country.
I'm proud to be on this team.
Because I got stronger.
Because I got to go to college.
The Guard helped me succeed.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how you can prepare for basic training.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the station.
The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in The Great Russian Nutcracker. Auditions will be held Saturday, September 8th at 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapaho in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast in various roles. Details at DenverNutcracker.com.
Are you looking for a home equity loan? LendingTree's loan specialist can help you find one that's right for you. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to run. For the Buffs, join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from five different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to AM760.net. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:26, 26 minutes after 7. We're talking about people who are compulsive about social control, I think. It's probably the best way to put it. Starting out with Larry Craig and then all of this foolishness that is going on, including the members of the Denver City Council who will not admit to smoking pot, and this idea that there are, how long does this work as a wedge issue? How long does this work as a means to motivate and manipulate people who cast ballots and form public opinion by playing on this whole quote-unquote family values argument? Particularly in light of the fact that these folks that are doing it keep getting themselves in trouble. 727, one line open at 303-713-7600. David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. This is David in Boulder. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm okay.
Hey, how long is this going to be going on? I'll tell you, Jay. When the last preacher, the last minister, the last priest, I can't speak about rabbis, when they decide to give it up, and not use sexuality as a hook, as a control hook and a power hook, that you have to come to me, and I'll give you what's acceptable behavior, what's not acceptable behavior.
Yeah, but in this case, hold on a minute though. But in this case, I don't see anybody in organized religion doing this. I see people running for political office, and then I see some people in organized religion. But now they've reached their downfall, like Ted Haggard, who is once again being questioned because of this email that he sent out. You got all these folks doing this stuff. But I don't see it as being like an organized religious thing. I see it as being people who are just trying to manipulate other people through either guilt or, I don't know, some kind of weird fairy tale or who knows.
Well, I think your female caller there in the last hour hit the nail on the head with the self-loathing. What I was going to try to describe here was, These are people that believe in these religious values, but they're in very deep conflict with their own nature, and that creates the self-loathing. And that self-loathing wants to manifest itself through either I'm going to control you, or I'm going to exhibit behavior that's going to get me discovered.
And then, yeah, but how do you get yourself how do you get yourself in that place?
I think it's a very depressing place. I think it's almost like a black hole, a dark night of the soul, almost. But you and I have talked before, one of my pet theories is about insecurity and the whole fear culture and how it feeds on itself. But, Jesus even says it in the Bible, by your fruits you shall know them.
Let me ask you something. Would you cover up who you are and what you believe if the price was right?
Would I cover up? Well, I listened to one of your callers there in the previous hour talk about the things that you do in the workplace to get along. You know, if your boss is a jerk and you don't really, you know, cop to that and act that out. So, yeah, there's things I do at work to make sure I have a job.
But that's not what I'm talking about. Suppose your boss came to you and asked you to do, well, okay, you're standing around with a bunch of other employees or having a discussion, and what they're talking about is either, well, what they're talking about is either some social issue or some political issue or whatever it is that you really object to, you really think is wrong, but instead of saying anything, just to get along, to go along, you just keep quiet about it.
Yeah, I've done that, and I've also, around the gay issue, because my favorite niece is lesbian, I've become really sensitized to that, maybe even more so than yourself the last 10 years. And when the gay jokes start or the gay comments, I don't have any compunction about saying, hey, you know what? I just assume you didn't do that because it really disturbs me. And, you know, I get labeled accordingly. But, you know, I'm just not going to put up with that crap. And I used to be a kind of a guy because, you know, in the workplace, you always joke to get along. And I used to do the racial jokes and you know, these other kind of jokes. And now it's just like, you know, people that are of a different race, or you use the phrase, the brown folks are taking over. I mean, they have enough to deal with in their lives. Gay people have enough to deal with in their lives with all the hate that gets put upon them. So it's just like the joke, you know, if somebody may consider it to be innocent, but I don't view it as innocent.
Last question here.
Sure.
What's the psychological payoff in your mind for people who seek to control other people and their lives?
Because this tension that I just mentioned to you between the deep hook and their own nature creates this black hole, this insecurity, this self-loathing self. That's a lack of power. They've given. When you buy the hook that organized religion gives you, you give up a lot of your power to them. So
see, but we always keep coming back to organized religion, and then I get emails from people that say, "Oh, you hate Christians."
Well, no, what I'm trying to explain is the psychology of it, and that is, if I'm giving up my power, then the only way I'm going to regain some of that is if I'm able to put you down, control you, influence you, convince you that my way is right.
You know something? Here's something I want to ask the next person who calls. Well, I challenge anybody out there who feels that they're religious to call me now at 303-713-7600, because I'd like to challenge them. You know what I'd like to ask them?
What?
Which do they owe more allegiance to, the Bible or the Constitution?
That would be a very, to get that answer would be very revealing.
Now, come on, there's got to be an evangelical, there has to be somebody who's extremely religious, who is either drifting across the spectrum or listens because the whole conversation and the whole idea irritates you.
Well,
it's like watching a train wreck. I really would love to see if I could get somebody to call by 8 o'clock and answer this question.
Well, if they're truly religious or they're Christian, they give you Jesus' answer, which is, render to Caesar the thing that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God.
Well, but that's phraseology. What in the end do they claim a higher order to? I mean, what do they claim more allegiance to? The Constitution of the United States, which guarantees us a secular society, or do they hold more allegiance to the Bible? And if they hold more allegiance to the Bible, what would be the difference between that and somebody who's Islamic, who would hold more allegiance to the Quran and then would be described as being a religious fanatic?
Well, if they're honest and intellectually honest, they wouldn't see any difference. And if they were truly honest, they'd understand that if you don't give precedence to the Constitution, you may not be able to practice your religion.
Well, let's see what they say. Thanks, man.
Hey, buddy. Take care.
Take care. One line open at 303-713-7600. I have the J. Marvin Confessional Prayer Line open now at 303-713-7600. Tell me which you hold more allegiance to. It's the J. Marvin Patriot Examination Line at 303-713, wave your flag, 303-713-7600. What do you hold more allegiance to? I'd be real interested to know. 734, 34 minutes after the hour, Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay, eastbound I-70, we finally got all those lanes back open at Vasquez from that bad crash, but we still have a right lane blocked at Federal, so traffic is still struggling through there between Wadsworth and Vasquez. That's on the eastbound side of I-70. It's been a messy ride. We've had several wrecks, a new one at Sheridan and Yale, have a multi-vehicle one northbound Parker at E-470, and we had a crash involving a rollover at Santa Fe and Union. Weather outlook today. Partly cloudy this morning, but afternoon storms moving in, high of 86. Right now, it's clear and 63 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a...
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders, thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment, that's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
There's nothing worse than a backseat driver. Except maybe a backseat griller. When you're trying to grill those perfectly marbled steaks. Turn now. You miss the turn. It's cooking too fast, too slow. Put the top down. Careful. Just remember, one driver, one griller, and only one thing to put on the grill. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Travelocity presents the Hello California Sale. Save $75 on a four-night vacation to Southern California when you book with your MasterCard card.
You could bring little Jimmy, and Marjorie, and Mom, and Grandma, and Grandpa.
Book by August 31st and save $75 to Southern California.
Uncles Reginald and Rupert, and Grandfather Jack.
Book now with your MasterCard card and get $75 off.
And finally, little Francis.
Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Oh, and Theobald, and little Cuthbert. And...
Restrictions apply. See Travelocity.com for details.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Heavy metal. 7:38, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 84. We're talking about a whole bunch of stuff rolled into one here. We're talking about Senator Larry Craig, GOP hypocrite in Iowa, caught, busted at the Minneapolis St. Paul airport, pleads guilty. Got caught in a stall next to an undercover officer. And we're talking about that. We're talking about Ted Haggard. We're talking about, I don't know how to put this in a capsule. We're talking here about the idea that all of these what they call quote unquote wedge issues are used to control people, manipulate their emotions and their votes. And don't you think now people are going to like wake up and start to realize that this stuff is crap because these guys keep getting caught all the time? And then we're also talking about the mayor and four council members fessing up to using pot, and then there's the other council members who I guess won't say anything. Charlie Brown, Peggy Lehman, Doug Linkhart, and Judy Montero declined to say whether or not they had ever used pot. Come on. We've all used pot, haven't we? Well, there's maybe a few of you out there that haven't, but haven't most of us? What's the big deal about that, too? Let's go to Gary in Monument. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Constitution.
So your loyalty would be to the Constitution?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, mine would be, too.
And, no, I haven't done pot or any illegal drugs, but I've done things worse, so... You know, we all have our things we've done, haven't we, Dean?
Yeah, I would agree. Don't you think though that eventually now we're going to get to the point where these folks can see through, where people can see through all of this BS?
Oh yeah, I think it's all BS. You know, we got a state that says yes, you can do pot, and then the federal government comes in and arrests people, and people are using it medically, and it's like that's so stupid. But I was calling about when you weren't getting any callers earlier about the moral issues, and it's kind of funny. I grew up in Nebraska and lived a long time in Iowa, speaking of people having problems in Iowa. And it's kind of funny because, you know, kind of states that are rather on the Republican side, but I know a lot of people who were strong Republicans, and I know a lot of people who were strong Democrats. And on both sides were very religious, and I never found any of them were strong. The strong Democrats were strong in their religion, but that didn't affect their politics. And I found the people who were strong in being Republicans weren't necessarily that affected by their religion. They were very much people who wanted the government out of their life, kind of people. They were people who, you know, keep out of my life, don't tax me.
Well, there's that very strong libertarian type of feeling that runs through that. But there's also a large component to the right that is religious. You have to admit that.
I'm not arguing that, but I think that you see, and I still see, I mean, many of the people I know that still kind of stand behind Bush, and I can't believe it, are still people who aren't standing behind the religious side of him. They're standing behind the idea that I want government out of my life. I don't want my taxes raised. I think we should bomb the hell out of the Middle East. I don't like gays. I think we should be throwing the Hispanics out of the country. You know, they're either very special interest people, and he's touched on one of their special interests, or they want the government out of their life, and somehow they feel he's taking it out of their life.
Well, nobody wants the government in their life, and nobody wants to be taxed, but there's a certain payment that you have to make in order to live in this great country, and it's not, living here is not pain-free.
And he's running up a bill. I mean, what nobody realizes, I don't think, or at least the percentage that's backing him, is he's sitting over here. It's kind of like the guys that bought the houses with the increasing loans and then one day said, oh, I didn't know my loan was going to go up.
All right, so you reject the idea that those people that are hanging in behind him are those who would be characterized as being part of the religious right.
I think there's some there.
Hold it. There are more than some. Go look at the polls. There's a lot.
Well, yes, but I think there's others, too, that are holding on to other ideas besides just the religion.
All right, let me ask you, who controls the Republican Party? The libertarian wing or the religious wing?
I think the far right probably is controlling it, yes.
No, that's not the answer.
That's
the wrong answer. Who controls the Republican Party? Does the libertarian wing of the Republican Party control it, or does the religious right control it?
Right, the neocons control it.
I'm only giving you two choices. Take one.
Oh, religious right.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are in control. Now, what is their compulsion? Why do they keep swallowing the same bait all the time when it keeps happening that every 2 to 3 weeks somebody in the GOP gets caught in some kind of sex mess?
I haven't a clue, but I will tell you one thing I learned. I used to work with marketing people a lot, and they said there's a very interesting thing. You see it in politics and you see it in sales. When you pick a side for something, whoever you're working for or whoever you're backing, when you hear about them, like on the radio, or you read about them, you hear the positive stuff and you don't hear the negative stuff. And when you hear the other side speaker talk, you hear the negative things they say and you don't hear the positive things they say. And they say, you know, they've done a lot of studies that that tends to be very true. You tune out what you don't want to hear and you tune in what you do want to hear.
Yeah, I would believe that. Gary, thank you, man.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy your show. Hey, by the way, my wife and I both think your stories are so neat on the show, you should write a book.
No, not me.
Oh, yeah. You don't know how cool some of your stories are.
Well, thanks. You're very kind.
Yeah. It's cool stuff.
Well,
we
thanks.
Enjoy it.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah. Stay cool, man.
Yeah, you too, man. Call me again.
Oh, I love to call you. I love to listen to you. It's even better.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a good one, buddy. Keep ranting.
All right. I always thought my stories were kind of boring. 7:45, 45 minutes past the hour. 303-713-7600. All right, so I'm still looking for somebody here to call me up and tell me which has a higher authority than them, the Constitution of the United States or the Bible, specifically the New Testament. Anybody want to answer that challenge? Here's Ivan on a cell phone. Ivan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good to talk to you again, Jay.
Nice to have you on.
Well, personally, considering I used to be one of those really, really hardcore conservatives many, many years ago, quite honestly, I couldn't tell you. I don't know why. It was just like you're supposed to be that way. You grew up being told that way. I don't know a better explanation for it.
So in other words, the belief system comes out of your childhood.
It did primarily, yes.
Yeah.
So my mom's not as conservative as I thought because she accepted me and my significant other, so that was a big shock. But,
Oh, man, when you say your significant other, are you saying that you're gay?
Oh, no, bi, but I have a boyfriend of 8 years, so yes.
Okay, so what was that like with growing up in that kind of background?
It was interesting because, again, when I was little, in my teenage years, I was a huge Rush Limbaugh fan. I had the Limbaugh letter. You know, I listened to him all the time. And then I grew up.
Well, I mean, you listened to him, but he was sitting there. You know, one of his favorite targets used to be, I don't know where he's at these days, but he used to beat up on gay people a lot.
Yes. Actually, he quit doing that so much, at least when I remember, because he used to actually have gay people write in, you know, and you get letters in the Limbaugh letter that, you know, I'm a gay conservative guy and I just support you so much. You know, you get disillusioned to people, or we get delusional people who support him who are gay. But you can't please them all.
What about growing up in your household?
Oh, actually, my household was filled with a lot of love, quite honestly. And my mom, as I said, she wasn't quite as conservative as I thought because I kind of realized the morals she left with me was, you may not agree with them, but it doesn't mean you get to totally destroy them. So, and she's still very conservative. She told me she accepts me, but she doesn't agree with it. So, and I said, that's fine. You know, it's middle row, we're meeting halfway. It's not, I demand you just accept how I am and agree with it. You know, it's you accept it. That's a good start, you know.
It seems to me that you got a pretty good mom. Now, why do you think it is that these issues, like abortion, like gay marriage, like, I mean, all these moral things.
You want the honest opinion?
Why does that appeal to people and then they turn around and they vote against their own self-interests?
Money. I think, quite honestly, well, in the case of people, religious people like Teg Haggard and stuff, it's money. For people who vote against self-interest and stuff like that, you mean the people who follow them? They're very charismatic people. Teg Haggard, if you ever watched any of his, you know, his evangelical stuff. He's a very charismatic person. Same with James Dobson, same with even Rush Limbaugh. They're charismatic. They have that way of drawing people into their beliefs, and, you know, you must believe as I do, and they pull people into it. So that pretty much that to me is they're good speakers. They manage to pull people into their own little world. I won't say delusional world. Let us say own little world. I don't like to judge people like that. They're just own little thought process of how the world should go.
Boy, that doesn't work on me. What happened to me?
You're intelligent.
I doubt it.
But no, as much as I've disagreed with you, because we disagreed on the whole mind thing, you're an intelligent guy. You don't, you know, you tend to take things outside of, you know, take things outside and look at it, as opposed to just accepting someone's view. So,
well,
that's kind of how.
I don't know, man. That stuff just never. I can't see how people get lured into that.
Who knows? People want something to believe. How's that for an answer? People want something to believe.
Oh, yeah, or everybody needs something?
Yeah, everybody needs something to believe. Christianity has been, because I still consider myself a Lutheran. You know, we're bored conservative. We're Catholic white. All the salvation, none of the sainthoods. You know, it's, but we're very, I'm trying to think of the word. I'm not hyper-religious. I don't go to church every Sunday.
Well,
I think
religion's got a definite place in American life, and I think it's okay. I think it's fine, but it's like, why try to persecute or punish people who don't agree with you?
Because they're immoral. You know, when we become it's the difference between religion and religion fundamentalism. You know, it's kind of like the difference between Islamic and suicide bombers. You know,
Yeah.
We just have the non-suicide bomber version. We get Islamics and televangelists, you know, which they're not even religious. They're out there for the money.
Yeah.
Anybody
can see
that.
You're right. Ivan, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. All right. It's 7:51, 51 minutes past the hour, 303-713-7600. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We have all of our usual slow areas, including 225 both directions now across Aurora and eastbound C-470 between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. That is if you're making your way across Littleton. Of course, we have heavy traffic eastbound I-70. In fact, stop-and-go conditions there between Wadsworth and Vasquez. Be aware of it. That's from an earlier wreck. And we still have a multi-vehicle crash northbound Parker at E-470. Weather outlook today, it should be a nice morning, but we'll get some more of those afternoon storms. High of 86. Tonight, some evening showers and fog moving in. The low of 57. Right now, fair skies and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
There's still time to make summer memories at Elitch Gardens. Marvel at the new Cirque-style show by Lamos.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
A really, really bad shedding problem. She stunk.
Bumper was a 15-year-old pug, and I just didn't think he was going to last very much longer because he stunk, he shed, he itched, scratched, kind of wobbled around. I heard about Dynavite on the radio, and I went to the site, and I read how most of those miseries dogs get come from the enzymes that they cook out of dog food. I never knew that.
You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat.
Without them, the immune system kind of goes haywire.
Dinovite.
There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s.
Bumper perked up in about a week. He quit shedding and stinking and scratching, and he's 16 now, and he'll be on Dynavite forever.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz. I invented Dynavite 5 years ago, and since then we turned about 10,000 stinking, itching, scratching, shedding dogs into 10,000 healthy, happy dogs. Just add a little Dynavite to your dog's daily food, and pretty soon you'll have a healthy, happy dog, too. Please visit our website, Dynavite.com.
I just hope I feel as good as Bumper does when I'm 112 years old.
Dinovite.com.
Everything you can think of, and then some things, that will absolutely surprise you. Numerous ways to finance and matching down incentive will help you out, too, when it comes to the economics. And the hours are convenient. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and that even includes Labor Day. So pack up the family and get out there and shop among the best. Ask for my friends Tom and Marv Alshear and Colby Harris and Fred Labrato and Spanky Herrera, my man Spanky, and all of the good people out there at Rockies, Ziggy and Isaac. And there's just so many good folks working there who work very, very hard to make sure that things happen for you. So if you're looking to get an all-wheel drive, you're looking to get a four-wheel drive, or you're looking just for a second car, or you're looking for just a good bargain, place to go is Rockies Autos. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you owe money to the IRS? You're not alone. Millions of people owe back taxes, but now you can resolve your tax debt once and for all. Just call Effectua for a free consultation. 1-800-700-4318.
I had a $9,000 tax liability that Effectua negotiated down to only $500.
Effectua is a national firm with over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. So don't go it alone. Call the experts.
I owed back payroll taxes of $75,000. After calling Effectua, they dealt with the IRS, and I was able to concentrate on growing my business and raising my family.
Effectua helped me resolve a tax problem that I'd been burdened with for about 10 years. Effectua was a lifesaver for me.
Call Effectua now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-700-4318. That's 1-800-700-4318.
It's Labor Day. Time to get your home in shape for the kickoff of football and the Ace Hardware Labor Day Weekend Sale. Come to Ace now and get a $5 rebate on every gallon of Ace Royal paint, limit 10. Or buy an 18-volt Makita drill kit for $179.99 and get an $80 rebate. Plus buy Bugstop for $3.99 and get a $3.50 rebate. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn 10 points for every dollar you spend. Friday through Monday. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities limited. Details available at participating stores. All rebates by mail.
Want to show your kids how smart you are? Go to Walmart for low back-to-school prices. Boys and girls, Faded Glory solid and striped tees are $3. Faded Glory polos are $4.50. Get kids' apparel for less than $5 only at Walmart.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today, 84. Jay Marvin with you on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, let's go to Amy and Thornton real quick. Amy, you got about 45 seconds. Take it.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
Constitution.
Yeah, good for you.
Well, I'm actually an atheist, so.
Oh, well, that's not too bad of a problem for you.
Definitely. I was not raised that way, but it's what I am now.
Yeah,
I'm actually also an advocate in the gay and lesbian community.
Oh, good for you, too.
Yeah, well, I don't like white Republican men telling me that my marriage is somehow going to mean something different to me because my gay and lesbian friends have the same rights and privileges.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, particularly when they keep getting caught.
Exactly. Well, I think the reason they get caught is that, you know, they, you know, want to be still part of the Republican Party and, you know, they don't support it, so.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I couldn't live, like, any kind of a double life like that. All right, Amy, thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Coming up next, Michael Vick. He says he's found Jesus. I didn't know Jesus was lost, as Elizabeth Baxter says. And does this make you forgive him? We'll talk about it coming up.
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Hartman look like? What's on the Jay replay today? The answer is at your fingertips. Become a Progressive Club member. Watch Jay's video of the week. And listen to live streaming. Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. On AM760.net.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
AM 760
in
HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The folks back home in Boise are sounding off on Senator Larry Craig's legal problems.
If it's true that he's been involved in lewd conduct, well, that doesn't really put him in a position to be looked upon as a role model anymore.
We should still run. There was no proof other than the other man's word.
CBS's Dan Revive tells us the other man arrested Craig in a Minneapolis airport men's room.
The arresting officer was a police sergeant who said he sat in one bathroom stall, and the man in the stall to his left, who turned out to be Senator Craig, moved one of his feet under the divider, touching the officer's foot. Craig allegedly put one hand under the divider. At that point, the cop put his police ID on the floor so Craig could see it and ordered him to come out.
That was in June, but the story didn't surface until John McArdle broke the news in Roll Call, the Capitol Hill newspaper.
Legally, it appears this matter's over. He pled guilty and has paid his court fees and is under probation, but politically, there seems to be only, you know, it's only just begun.
The Idaho Republican has resigned from a key role in Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. His office won't say if the arrest will keep him from running for re-election next year. Craig says the police been misconstrued his actions. Uncle Sam wants you. He wants you to join the National Guard and to bring a friend along. Military officials are working on a new offer that would pay National Guard members $2,000 if they get a friend to enlist in the regular Army. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyon.
You're looking, you know, at a military that's trying to be as creative as possible with regard to its recruiting techniques. You know, this is just the small grassroots programs the Army in particular has to do in order to try to meet what are very difficult recruiting targets.
On the Weather Watch, towns across the Midwest are struggling to get back on their feet after last week's devastating floods, but the prospects seem especially bleak in Rushford, Minnesota. Al Bisjay says almost every home and business suffered damage.
70 businesses here, and probably out of the 70, I think maybe two are going to probably be able to recover. The rest were told they had no flood insurance.
And new storms are on the way. Legendary music producer Phil Spector, on trial for murder, has parted ways with flamboyant defense lawyer Bruce Cutler. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us a Los Angeles jury will get the case sometime after Labor Day.
The evidence phase of Phil Spector's murder trial is now over. Next on tap, closing arguments. They will begin next week. Then the jury will get the case. Spector is charged with killing actress Lana Clarkson at his home in 2002. Spector and his defense team claim it was Clarkson who pulled the trigger and killed herself.
Her father-in-law wishes that British pop star Amy Winehouse would go to rehab, and he's asking fans to stop buying her records until she does. Says Winehouse and his son are in abject denial about their problems with crack, cocaine, and heroin. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are lower. The Dow's down 71 points, NASDAQ down about 20. This is CBS News.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that?
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Can you guess which state Michelin Man is in? Having left Utah, he's on the aptly named Loneliest Road. He'll drive vast distances without anything in sight, including a gas pump. That's why he has Michelin Hydro-Edge tires. As the longest-lasting, most fuel-efficient tires in their category, they're just right for lonely roads and high gas prices. For more on Hydro-Edge tires and to see which state Michelin Man is in, visit MichelinMan.com/guesswhere.
Michelin, a better way forward.
Category defined as premium-priced S&T passenger products.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Some scary moments at CU yesterday.
He was shouting things that were largely unintelligible.
The man suspected of slashing a University of Colorado freshman in the throat had worked at CU last year. He had also pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in a stabbing 6 years ago. Officials admit there was no sign the school performed a background check on Kenton Aston, who was hired through a program run by the County Mental Health Center. Church officials supervising fallen evangelical leader Ted Haggard will meet with him today, all because of that email he sent soliciting donations for himself. Haggard told people they could send money to him through an organization called Families with a Mission, a group linked to a registered sex offender in Hawaii. Whole Foods says it has support from enough shareholders of Boulder-based Wild Oats to complete the purchase of its rival, thus putting an end to a takeover opposed by federal antitrust regulators for several months. And state wildlife officials say a northwest Colorado elk herd is three times larger than first believed. That herd now estimated at 45,000. Previous estimates put it at 15,000. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. It's been a bad morning for traffic. We've got a new crash now. You come out of the tech center northbound I-25 approaching 225, so expect those backups to Bellevue. We're still dealing with one at Santa Fe and Union involving a rollover. Eastbound lanes of Hamden at Lowell and on the highway, southbound 225 affected right through the tech center near Yosemite. New problems eastbound 6 just after I-25 and eastbound I-76 at 270. Weather outlook today, it's a beautiful morning, but we're in store for a shower or two by this afternoon, looking for a high of 86, currently clear and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's still time to make summer memories at Elitch Gardens with more than 100 rides and attractions, from rockin' coasters to wild water slides. Get your discount tickets today at elitchgardens.com. That's elitchgardens.com.
It's Labor Day. Time to get your home in shape for the kickoff of football and the Ace Hardware Labor Day weekend sale. Come to Ace now and get a $5 rebate on every gallon of Ace Royal paint, limit 10. Or buy an 18-volt Makita drill kit for $179.99 and get an $80 rebate. Plus buy Bugstop for $3.99 and get a $3.50 rebate. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn 10 points for every dollar you spend. Friday through Monday. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities limited. Details available at participating stores. All rebates by mail.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, got kind of an unusual hour and a half hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. Look for the high today to be 84. Slight chance of thunderstorms. We got John Nichols from the Nation magazine coming up at about 8:20. And in between John Nichols and the rest of the hour, and we're going to talk to John Nichols about Alberto Gonzalez and some other things. But between that, then and now, and for the rest of the hour, got to get on this Michael Vick situation and talk a little bit about it. Standing before a microphone, reporters and a camera is nothing new for quarterback Michael Vick. But at a news conference yesterday morning, the subject matter had nothing to do with touchdown passes or long, improvised runs downfield. Instead, Vick, who appeared slightly nervous, spoke for several minutes without a prepared text because he said he wanted to speak from his heart and offered his full apology for his connection to dogfighting and a dogfighting ring that will probably put him in jail for at least a year and strip him of precious time in the NFL at the height of his career. Now, we've been back and forth about all of this with him. I'm totally responsible, and those things just didn't have to happen, Vic said. I feel like we all make mistakes. It's just that I made mistakes using bad judgment and making bad decisions, and you know those things, you know they just can't happen. And do we have some sound of Michael Vick? Let's listen to Michael Vick in his own words.
I'm upsetting myself, and you know, through this situation, I found Jesus, and I ask him for forgiveness, and have turned my life over to God. I think that's the right thing to do as of right now.
Okay, in this day and age, you know, it used to be you got in trouble, you went off quietly. But now in this day and age, it's the following. I've accepted Jesus. I'm going to rehab. I'm leaving because I want to spend more time with my family. Now, Michael Vick stands up there and he says that he's accepted Jesus. And he talks about letting all the kids down and that he was immature and then he needs to grow up. He personally apologized to the commissioner, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons. Vic talked about the fact that he had told them that he had no connection to dogfighting. So he said, I was not honest and forthright in our discussions. And, you know, I was ashamed and totally disappointed in myself, to say the least. And Vic finished the whole thing up by saying, I got a lot of downtime, a lot of time to think about my actions and what I've done and how to make Michael Vick a better person. And he just walked off the stage. Okay. Does accepting Jesus and does Michael Vick's speech about letting kids down, about letting himself down, about being immature, and all the things he said, all right, does that in any way, shape, or form change your mind about Michael Vick? And how do we tell whether somebody's really sincere when they say that, I've turned my life over to God? I mean, don't they all do this? Don't they all make this? Like, didn't Paris Hilton say exactly the same thing? That she had found Jesus, she had found God in the jailhouse? Who else has done that? Right? I mean, does that work? Or is it really an admirable thing from the idea that that's what God is supposed to be for, that you're supposed to go to God in times of extreme difficulty, ask for forgiveness, open up your heart, accept the Lord, whoever the Lord may be for you, Jesus, Allah, whoever it may be. I mean, is that what you're supposed to do? So does that in any way, shape, or form let Michael Vick off the hook here, is what I'm asking you. And I heard a lot of people talking about, oh, well, you know, he should be given a second chance, and I believe in redemption, and he should be allowed to play football again, and on, and he's paid enough, and he's gone through his own personal hell, and all of this stuff. And if he were like the first person to do this, this would be pretty novel, but he's not. Because we keep hearing this all the time from people. Well, I made terrible mistakes. I accept Jesus. I accept God. And isn't there this thing in the Bible and the New Testament about how if you accept Jesus, then what ends up happening is you're washed of your sins and you can start over again no matter what you've done? Same thing if you accept God, I guess. Or rehab is supposed to, like, straighten you out. And good example about rehab, you know, Limbaugh was into that big time. Right into rehab. Boom. And does rehab, because I don't know the answer to this, so if we have any attorneys out there, I'd love to see what you have to say about it, but does rehab have an impact on the courts? And should it? So should God and rehab, rehabilitation, should those be the last refuge of a scoundrel? Somebody who gets into trouble? Should that be a place they can hide out? How far do we go with this? Do we forgive Michael Vick totally? Is it wrong to say, well, I can never look at him the same? I can't forgive him no matter what happens? And also, we don't know for sure whether he was gambling on these dogfights or not. And if he was gambling on these dogfights, do you think he gambled on any games? How far do you think that went? Because we don't really have an answer to any of that. And even in his plea agreement, he really didn't cop to much other than financing the whole thing. And somebody said to me yesterday, oh my God, they found 63 dead dogs on his property. What kind of guy lives like that? All right, I'm interested in your feelings here about the 2007, 2006, 2005, I don't know, the what is it, the 21st century, is that what you would call it, phenomenon of I accept the Lord, I go into rehab, I want to spend more time with my family, and does that let people off the hook when they've done something that you would consider to be heinous? And one of the things that I find really disturbing is there's some people out there who don't even think this is heinous at all, that they can't understand. They don't have any connection to the people who feel bad about, you know, dogs and about what happens to them. And I made the comment on the air last time we talked about this that, you know, I even see a dog running down the freeway, I-25, or wandering the streets. I get nuts. And I'm sorry. You know what? This puts me at odds with a lot of you. But I value animals. I value dogs much more than I do human beings. Because I don't get along with most human beings. I never met a dog I didn't get along with. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
You know what? I don't understand anybody who says I've accepted Jesus and hasn't taken off their shoes, slid on some sandals and a robe, and given all their money away to charity. I'm sure he's still living high on the hog and enjoying everything that he's got, and he's not going to be giving it away. It's from what I've understood about Jesus is he was a poor man that didn't care about money, didn't really care about sports or aggression or anything else. Michael Vick's in one of the most aggressive sports, the highest paid whiners that I've ever heard of, overpaid millionaires in tights. I have no desire to watch him play. So I think what's really sad is it's also taking away all the focus on all the real issues.
All right, let me ask you this. Suppose he had said to you, I'm going into rehab.
You're going into rehab?
Yeah, if you said that, would that have made a difference?
I didn't know there was a rehab for animal fight abusers. I've never heard of one.
Well, maybe he would make the case that he had done this because of other things and that he had a substance abuse problem. And because remember the Florida Congressman Foley, I mean, immediately when he got nailed, over writing those solicitous emails, those sexually explicit emails, what was the first thing he said? He said, well, I'm going into rehab.
Yeah, it's just another tool for a liar to get himself out of trouble. That's all it is. I'm going to go to rehab. I'm going to go there. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to pretend that I'm getting help. I'm going to lie to these people, tell them everything that I want, so they'll give me my little stamp and certificate so I can walk out the door. That's all I ever see anybody like this doing.
But you know what? It's accepted now like it's never been accepted before.
Yeah, and the insurance companies are accepted, too, to rake us over the coals. I want to find the insurance company that accepts Jesus.
Well, you'll have a hard time with that, my friend. Thank you, Darren.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right. 8:17, 70 minutes after 8. John Nichols will come up, and then we'll take more of your calls here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. I'll ask John what he thinks about all this, too. 303-713-7600.
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. Our proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Just call Effectua for a free consultation. 1-800-700-4318.
I had a $9,000 tax liability that Effectua negotiated down to only $500.
Effectua is a national firm with over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. So don't go it alone. Call the experts.
I owed back payroll taxes of $75,000. After calling Effectua, they dealt with the IRS, and I was able to concentrate on growing my business and raising my family.
Effectua helped me resolve a tax problem that I'd been burdened with for about 10 years. Effectua was a lifesaver for me.
Call Effectua now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-700-4318. That's 1-800-700-4318.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride. For the Buffs, join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net. Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on am760.net.
Good morning, 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 here on am760. Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 84. We'll get back to your phone calls about Michael Vick. Right now, though, for a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to John Nichols, a pioneering political blogger. And he has written the online beat since 1999, and he's got tons of great books out, and also has written for various newspapers, has a huge, long resume. One of my favorite books by him was Juice for Buchanan, which I thought was great. And he's also got the best-selling biography of Vice President Dick Cheney called Dick, the Man Who Is President. And John, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's good to be on with you, Jay. And I'm sorry to break people away from the dogfighting story briefly, but you know it was fascinating yesterday that at 10:30 in the morning, the Michael Vick's conviction came down, or the sentencing came down, and at the same time, the Attorney General of the United States stepped down. And I noticed that CNN had a big picture of Vick and no photo of Gonzalez stepping down. So I guess we've got things in perspective.
Yeah, I find that interesting, too. I find the timing on that interesting. Let me ask you one thing about
They timed it. They timed that.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Let me ask you one thing about the Michael Vick thing, and then we'll get into both of them. But I want to ask you about this. He stood up yesterday. He said that he had found Jesus. So, you know, nowadays it's either I found Jesus, I'm in rehab, or I want to spend more time with my family, or in the case of Alberto Gonzalez, no explanation whatsoever. Is there going to come a time where people are going to go, oh, yeah, you know what, hey, we've heard all this stuff before, and we just don't
screwed up.
Yeah.
I screwed up, maybe would be a good thing to say. No, you know, look, I think there's a better chance that Michael Vick found Jesus than there is that Karl Rove did. and if you remember, Karl Rove is somebody who has acknowledged in many settings that he's not a believer, that he is at the very least an agnostic, probably an atheist. And he said this to journalist Christopher Hitchens and other people in public settings, so it's not a secret. And yet when he was leaving his position as political czar of the country, he made 6 different references to God. in his exit statement. I mean, the guy just didn't know what to say, so he started ranting about God. And there's nothing that diminishes religion more than the politician or the sports, the athlete or the celebrity who, when they get in trouble, start ranting about God.
But you know, last night
it's embarrassing, and it is. It has nothing to do with religious practice or tradition. A truly faithful person would make their peace with God and then go forward and say, look, I've done something very wrong, and I take responsibility for it.
The last hour I was talking about Senator Larry Craig, and you saw what happened
to him. Speaking of people that get in trouble.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Okay, but here's this, like, you know, Mr. Strong Values, Family Values platform. I mean, at what point are those people who back people like him, at what point are they going to wake up and go, you know, we've been had?
Right. I think that you saw a little of that in 2006, when you had all of these severe ethical scandals coming into the congressional elections. And then in the fall, right as the election approached, you had your scandal with Foley down in Florida, the gay Page scandal. And I think that had some significant impact on genuine Christian conservatives who had been blindly voting for Republicans and began, I think a lot of them just stayed home, and others did actually start to look seriously at the issues. You know, one of the mistakes I think that Democrats make politically is not reaching out more to, you know, believing Christians. And I think the message to those believing Christians and also people of other faiths ought to be that your core teaching of your faith, no matter which one it is thou shalt not kill. I mean, it's something that runs through Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, as well as many, many other religious practices. And I think a much stronger anti-war message by the Democrats, one that really is firmly about a moral foreign policy and in an end to the war in Iraq especially, would have a great deal of appeal. I think that's one of the reasons John Kerry did so poorly with Christians in 2004. He not only did he seem to be a social liberal, which many of them don't like, but he also didn't have a particularly good anti-war message. And I think this is the breaking point may be coming. We haven't reached it yet, but I will tell you that there is an immense amount of hypocrisy out there. Everyone in Washington has known for years about Senator Craig. This is no secret. It's been a much discussed thing. The incredible thing is that he was so stupid as to get caught in an airport bathroom in a gay incident of some kind and then pay the fine thinking that nobody would notice. I mean, I don't want to get rid of Craig because he's gay. I don't even want to get rid of him because he's a hypocrite. I want to get rid of him because he's stupid.
Well, but, you know, it's incredibly hard to talk to some people who are religious because they're so enthused about injecting their theology into the apparatus of the state.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh my God, you know, can you just leave me alone for 5 minutes?
Right. And you know what? Traditionally, people of faith understood that was the first thing they wanted from government. They wanted government to keep away from them, not to be a part of them. Because remember, the American experiment was founded by people of faith who had fled state-driven religion. And that's one of the reasons why in the United States we had some of the first real experiments in religious freedom. And religious freedom, the important thing is that it isn't just about your freedom to practice the religion you want. It is also about your freedom outside of your church, your synagogue, or your mosque to be free from a government-imposed theology. And those who've sought to advance a government-driven theology have done this country tremendous damage. And the worst of them, frankly, by far the most evil players have been the members of the current Bush administration who have sought to link their religious extremism, and religious extremism no different than that you'd see in many countries that we criticize, they have sought to link their religious extremism to a war in Iraq and to also an occupation of Afghanistan that is, you know, believe me, linking that up with religion brings back all of the imagery of the Crusades. It makes our foreign relations dramatically more difficult. There is a reason why France, a country that was in the forefront of the Crusades, has been so very opposed to U.S. and European occupations of Muslim countries. They know the blowback that comes from that.
Yeah, because they get it, and for some reason, we don't seem to get it, and some of these people will never seem to get it. It's
Sarkozy, I was just going to tell you, Sarkozy, the new leader of France, yesterday said to Bush, back off on Iran. Don't be talking about attacking Iran. It's a crazy idea.
And it is crazy, but he won't give it up.
I think you're right.
No, there's no way. It's 8:30.
It's
8:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Nichols from The Nation on the line with us. Okay, before we run out of time here, let's talk about Alvaro Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why did he leave? Because he was just getting just beat unmercifully? Why?
No, the guy is pretty used to taking the beating. He's been taking it now for, 6-8 months. If it was just that, they wouldn't have taken him out. He left because we are about a week and a half away from the end of the congressional recess. The congressional recess is a time when members go back to their districts and spend a lot of time talking to ordinary folks, more so than any other time in the calendar year except a pre-election season. And what members have been hearing across the country is, Gonzalez has got to go. And it's not necessarily people's first issue. People's first issue is the war. They want it over. But it's high on people's list of issues, and it's one that comes up a lot. And when members returned in September, there was going to be a dramatic ramping up of the investigation, inquiry, heat, if you will, on Alberto Gonzalez. The Bush administration did not want that for two reasons. Number one, that investigation of Alberto Gonzalez always circles back not to just Karl Rove or to Harriet Myers. It always circles back to George Bush himself. He was in the room with Gonzalez discussing the firings of U.S. attorneys, discussing the use of the Justice Department to warp and undermine protections of voting rights, discussing the use of the Justice Department for purely political purposes. So Bush himself is at the center of this scandal. They did not want that inquiry to go forward in an aggressive way. Secondly, they knew that that inquiry, if it was advanced in an aggressive way, would draw away from their attempt to foster the lie that the war in Iraq is going well, and they want to use September to make that pitch. And so there's simply no question that what happened was, in recent days, following the departure of Karl Rove, which was for the same reason, they prevailed upon Alberto Gonzalez to step up and say, look, it's time for me to go. Gonzalez is not resigning. He has been forced out and told he must leave at this point because the administration does not want to have to deal with the investigation of him in the month of September. That's going to be very hard for the administration anyway.
But they say that Patrick Leahy says that, the investigation is still going to go on.
You're right, but it's going to be much harder. The unfortunate reality is that when you don't have a direct target, a sitting attorney general, a sitting White House political czar, it does become somewhat harder to advance the investigation. Believe me, I'm cheering Leahy on, and I want him to press this with everything he's got. But it becomes more difficult. And also, one of the real powerful forces in this push is dismantled by the departure of Gonzalez, and that is that Jay Inslee, the former prosecutor who represents an area in Washington State, has moved an impeachment resolution against Gonzalez. And to the surprise even of many Democrats, that resolution almost immediately attracted roughly 30 members of the House as co-sponsors. The word on the street in Washington is that when members returned in September, another 25 to 30 members were going to sign on to that impeachment measure. And it was going to become a very live instrument, something that would be talked about, potentially even lead to Judiciary Committee hearings. And so getting rid of Gonzalez kills off the impeachment push there. And I think that the administration moved tactically, finally, to get rid of Gonzalez because they simply didn't want that focus and the energy that would go with it. Now, our challenge as people who really do want to restore this republic to some sort of constitutional governance and reassert the rule of law, is to keep the pressure on our members of Congress, and particularly on members of the Judiciary Committees in the House and the Senate, to maintain those investigations and to be realistic about them, to go where they should go. Because the fact of the matter is, the departures of Karl Rove and Alberto Gonzalez in a two-week period during the August recess should tell us everything we want to know about how seriously the administration takes the trouble they're in. The White House knows that George Bush is directly implicated in scheming to politicize the U.S. Department of Justice. They want to shut down the inquiries. It's our job to make sure that those inquiries stay open and that they are pursued until they get to the guiltiest of the guilty parties. And that's not Karl Rove. It's not Alberto Gonzalez. It is George Bush.
Hmm. All right, quickly before I got to go to traffic. you think we'll get to George W. Bush over this?
It's going to be hard, but I think it's absolutely essential for the Republic. What George Bush has presided over is a completely lawless administration. If the House and Senate do not pursue these precise issues, the politicization of the Department of Justice and the legal apparatus of the country, we will redefine how justice is administered in the United States, and we will have accepted a politicization of it that, I hate to tell you, the next president, be he a Democrat or a Republican, be she a Democrat or a Republican, will be inclined to abuse. If we want to get the United States back on track as a constitutional republic, we have to go after Bush, and we have to go after him very seriously. And there are some members of Congress to whom this reality is dawning. I point particularly to Patrick Leahy, who's been especially
good on this issue. Let me stop you here. Can you hang on for a few more minutes?
Yes, sure.
Or do you have someplace you have to go?
Oh, no, I'm with you, brother.
All right. Hang tough. We'll come back. 836, 36 minutes after the hour, traffic with Gina.
All right. Still a tough ride around the metro area dealing with crash cleanup. Eastbound I-76 at 270. Westbound C-470. Backups there between Wadsworth and Quincy due to a crash near Bowles. And we still have problems on U.S. 85, that's Santa Fe at Union, had a rollover crash there, dealing with a new rollover on Highway 93 at Coal Creek Canyon. Weather outlook today, we've got a beautiful morning, but we'll get those showers again by this afternoon, high of 86. Right now it's clear and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Go rodeo at the Colorado State Fair. The PRCA Dodge Rodeo rocks at the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, August 24th through 20th.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
It's time for a little breathing room. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your engines. It's a strange thing for an auto insurance company to say, but every year the average commuter creates a 3.4-ton cloud of carbon dioxide. There are some easy choices you can make to reduce your own emissions. Find out how with the Esurance Live Impact Calculator. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Everything from binders to backpacks, calculators to crayons, all in one place. And with Office Depot's low price guarantee, you never have to worry about paying too much. Office Depot is the place to shop for everything on the back to school supplies list. So don't be late for school. Head in today to Office Depot. Taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
Sure, you're ready for the kids to go back to school, but are their clothes ready? Head to Walmart for low prices. Boys, Faded Glory, carpenter pants, and cargo shorts are just $5 each. Save big on kids' apparel at Walmart. Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapaho in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapaho and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at DenverNutcracker.com.
Sick of being broke? Do you daydream about being rich? You're more likely to be a millionaire if you own your own business. To learn how, listen to Startup Story with your host, Rob McNeely, 3 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. What's your story?
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 84. Jay Marvin along with you and John Nichols from The Nation on the line as well. All right. Well, one of my problems is man, you know what? I'm getting sick of both political parties.
You're right.
I am sick of the Democrats. I am sick of the Republicans. And I really, and I was talking about this yesterday, I'm really... I mean, I'm going to go down and change my my registration to independent.
Well, I've always been independent, and you know, it's funny. The last 6 years, I've been seen by a lot of people as a very harsh critic of President Bush, and there's no question of that. I have been. I don't think he was elected in 2000. I think that election was stolen by the Supreme Court. But in the 6-8 years before that, I was a pretty harsh critic of Bill Clinton because I thought that his stands on free trade, NAFTA, trade with China were absolutely destructive of the American working class and of communities in this country and abroad. I thought that his indiscriminate bombing of Iraq and his pursuit of a silly and dysfunctional sanctions program there actually was heightening problems in the Middle East. And there are a bunch of reasons why I thought Bill Clinton was a pretty lousy president, too. I will admit that George Bush has made me miss Bill Clinton, but the fact of the matter is that we have not had a good president of the United States, somebody that I really had much faith in since Dwight Eisenhower. And so I don't look or hook into either party with a great deal of passion. And as I look at the possibility of a 2008 race between Hillary Clinton for the Democrats and Mitt Romney for the Republicans, Boy, I sure hope some independents and third-party candidates get in because Hillary and Mitt are two of the worst examples of the political establishment in this country.
You don't think Obama? You don't think Obama or Edwards has a chance?
I hope they do. I mean, look. My attitude is I always pick a favorite on both sides. I've got a favorite on the Republican side. It's Ron Paul. I think he is.
Yeah, I like Ron Paul too.
I disagree with him on some social issues very passionately, but on Constitution, war powers, things of that nature, I really like him. On the Democratic side, I have a lot of affection for Dennis Kucinich, who's been a good congressman. I like what John Edwards is saying, and frankly, I've been very impressed by some of Barack Obama's statements, especially about foreign policy. But at the end of the day, I fear that the establishment will, at the end of the Bush era, assert itself within both parties and nominate two people who are very, very friendly to Wall Street and a corporate-sponsored trade regimen that's very destructive to environment, working people, communities, and also that continues a Bush-style approach to the world, one of Pax Americana, the United States going out, putting troops all over the planet, who, in the end, come home in body bags and do nothing to increase the security of this country. It's a terrible foreign policy that we have had really for the last 10 years in this country, even starting under Bill Clinton, and it's a horrible trade and economic policy. And so, frankly, a candidate who proposes to maintain those policies is not going to excite me that much. I might still vote for a Hillary Clinton over a Mitt Romney because if there's nothing else going on, I might decide, well, at least Hillary Clinton's a little better on some of the social issues. But I will tell you this. I think that, like a great many Americans, I wish we had a 3-, 4-, or 5-party system where we had some real choices, and I think that the Democratic and the Republican parties have reminded us in the last 6 months of how utterly disappointing our political process is. We elected the Democrats in 2006 to end the war in Iraq and to hold those who took us into this illegal and immoral war accountable. After 6 months, they're on vacation, and they have not ended the war. There's more money in it, more troops, and more death than there was a year ago. And they have done very, very little to hold this administration to account.
Yeah, see, I would agree.
Very disappointing. Yeah.
I would agree 100%, and that dovetails back to what we were talking about before we went into the break, which is yeah, these folks should be held accountable, but you know something? The Democrats won't do it.
Well, I think that we do have to distinguish within political parties that there are different players within. I have been impressed somewhat of late by what I see as the growth in Patrick Leahy. Leahy's recent statements about the departure of Rove and the departure of Gonzalez have been very, very blunt. He has talked specifically about the politicization of the Department of Justice and of broader scandals. If he chooses to come back and pursue it with that eye and say, you know, look, we're going to be about restoring the rule of law in this country and constitutional governance in a serious way, then he could do a lot for the Democratic Party. He could excite a lot of us and make us say, you know, okay, something good's happening here. We're going to cheer him on. But if he fails to do so, if the Democrats allow this Gonzalez investigation and the related investigations to sort of peter out as they get more and more focused on the presidential race, then, you know, my attitude is that they're going to have an awful lot to prove to get my vote in 2008. And it doesn't mean I'm going to vote for a Republican, because unless Ron Paul gets nominated, all of these Republicans are in some way or another as bad as George Bush. So it's not like I'm, you know, pitching a Republican vote. But what I am saying is I don't think that those of us who actually believe in the United States, who believe it is a potentially great country and that it can do a lot of good in this world and can do a lot of good domestically, ought to just casually give our vote to either political party. And I know there will be an inclination after 8 years of George Bush to say, oh, any Democrat's going to be better. But the fact of the matter is that I think we have to look very seriously at what the Democrats offer us. And if they don't offer us much, and Mayor Bloomberg of New York or somebody like that runs, we ought to listen to him as well.
Boy, I'm on exactly the same page.
I hate to depress you, though, because it's a, you know,
no, it doesn't depress me. What I think it is I think it's a facing of reality. And a lot of times I hate to come on here and even talk about politics, because I think the average person thinks politics sucks and that there's...
They're right,
and they feel disenfranchised, and they feel helpless, and don't we all feel that way?
You know, and let me give you an example. You know, if you were looking back 45, 50 years ago, we were facing choices between the likes of Dwight Eisenhower, who had, you know, basically won World War II, and Adlai Stevenson, who may have been the smartest man ever to run for president. I mean, and the people that were getting tossed to the side who weren't winning the nomination were people like Earl Warren and Robert Taft, and on the Democratic side, Averell Harriman and Estes Kefauver, one of the great investigative senators of all time. You know, I mean, we really had outstanding, remarkable people who sought the presidency of the United States, and who you could say, honestly, whichever party won and whichever candidate won, the country would be well taken care of. What we look at today is in both political parties, many of the candidates are bought and sold Wall Street entities who have never served the American people in any sort of responsible way, and who, frankly, if elected, will at their very best not do harm, but are extremely unlikely to do any good. This is a problem the country really ought to pull its brakes on, and we ought to all stop and say to ourselves, are we satisfied? Are we satisfied with the options that we have? I think if we're honest with ourselves, our answer will be no.
Well, the Green Party is not an answer.
Well, it hasn't done. You know, look, part of the job in politics is to, first and foremost, be viable. You know, you can't just stand on the sideline and say, oh, I really don't like this or I really don't like that, so vote for me. No. You come into the game and you offer the people a viable alternative with serious and credible candidates. And the Green Party, I think, was onto something very interesting when they had Nader running back, you know, in 96 and again in 2000, but they made a terrible mistake. Nader in 2000 kept saying he was running with the goal of getting 5% of the vote so that they could, you know, start to build the party. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not voting for 5%. You know, I'm not into party building. You run for president with the goal of winning the office, not of, you know, party building.
You know,
what
we really need? I'll tell you what we need. We need a political party in this country that won't take money from lobbyists, that will make hard decisions, and that knows enough that you have to give to get, and can involve in some and can work things out in some degree of compromise so that we can get things done instead of the debate always being dominated by the two extremes.
Well, let me offer you another notion, too. Who I would elect as president? Somebody who said to me, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to come to the American people and tell them what I want to do. If I want to launch a war, I'm going to seek a congressional declaration of war. Remember, the wars in Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan are not declared wars. If I'm going to spy, because I think we have a serious terrorist threat, I'm going to come to the American people on television and say, tomorrow morning I'm going to Congress seeking authorization to monitor your phone calls because I think we have to do it to keep the country safe. I mean, I'm not even saying I want somebody that will do the right thing. I just want them to tell me what they're going to do so that we can have a debate about it. And that's one of the things that, frankly, our last few presidents have not done. They have chosen to lie to us or to keep us in the dark. And, you know, this is just my problem with the country right now is that the American people are left out of most of the processes of the nation.
Boy, is that true? You got to write a book on this.
Well, I am writing. I'm actually working on a book on how foreign policy, the whole of foreign policy, which the founders intended for average Americans to be deeply involved in, has been taken completely away from us, and now it's the province of, you know, intellectuals and, you know, the Henry Kissingers
and
the James Bakers. And we, the American people, are told, well, we're too ignorant. We're too too foolish to engage in foreign policy. And yet the American people, by the millions, knew that going to war in Iraq was a dumb idea, and all the foreign policy elites thought it was a good idea.
Yep, that's exactly.
What I'm going to suggest is that we need to give much more authority over foreign policy back to the American people, even to the point of saying, as was said in the 1930s very seriously, that if you're going to do a major trade deal like NAFTA or free trade with China, that ought to be put to a national referendum. Why not let the people vote on their economic future? Why should it only be the decision of foreign policy elites who then go to the Senate and say it's an up-down vote?
Yep, I agree 100%. John, thank you, man. You're the best.
Well, you are the best, too, Jay. Keep it up and keep telling the truth to them out there. It's not easy, but we're coming into a very exciting election here, and we ought to, the more bluntly we speak about what's going on and the more bluntly we make demands, the better off we'll come out of it.
Amen. Talk to you soon.
Okay, man.
Thanks. John Nichols, 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thank you, Jay. Still seeing that slower traffic from an earlier wreck southbound 225 from Parker to I-25 if you're making your way through the tech center. So it's still tough all over. Southbound 25 struggling from 120th to 84th. And, of course, we have the heavy traffic downtown. Still trying to clear several wrecks off the highway, including one we had on westbound C-470 near Bowles and another eastbound I-76 near 270. Weather outlook today, sunshine this morning, but clouds moving in by this afternoon with more thunder showers possible. High of 86 today. Tonight, we'll get some more showers and a low of 57. Right now, fair and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Drive over to E-470 Safety Fair Saturday, September 8th from 10 to 2 at Southlands at E-470 and Smoky Hill Road. Enjoy free vehicle and child safety seat checks, windshield chip repairs, and fun activities for the kids. Visit E470.com for more information.
AM760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if
want that. Give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
Do you owe money to the IRS? You're not alone. Millions of people owe back taxes. But now you can resolve your tax debt once and for all. Just call Effectua for a free consultation. 1-800-700-4318.
I had a $9,000 tax liability that Effectua negotiated down to only $500.
Effectua is a national firm with over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. So don't go it alone. Call the experts.
I owed back payroll taxes of $75,000. After calling Effectua, they dealt with the IRS, and I was able to concentrate on growing my business and raising my family.
Effectua helped me resolve a tax problem that I'd been burdened with for about 10 years. Effectua was a lifesaver for me.
Call Effectua now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-700-4318. That's 1-800-700-4318.
8:55, 55 minutes in front of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And you want to go someplace and get the best for your automobile buck, and you don't want to get jerked around, and you don't want to get hyped. Well, the place to go is Rocky's Autos, because what you see at Rocky's is what you get. A huge selection of previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. One of the largest selections in Colorado. And a matching down incentive to help you out bank-wise, plus numerous ways to finance and good folks to deal with, like Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Freddie Labrato, Gerard Menard, Adolph Juan. There are over 100 employees out there willing to help you out, and they want to help you out because that's what it's all about. Check out their inventory on the internet at rockiesautos.com. See what they've got, because they've got everything from Volkswagen to Saab to Honda to Toyota to Nissan to Dodge to Chevy to Ford. I mean, you name it. And they've got some stuff out there that I haven't even named. And they're the folks to talk to when it comes to getting the best deal in town. They're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And by the way, P.S., they're open on Labor Day. Yeah, just like we are. So get out and see them. Rocky's Autos, Canvas and Big Sign, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
857. 57 minutes before the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 84. About a 29% chance of that happening. Good to know that John Nichols feels the way I do. And I'm not trying to, you know, suppress the vote, because I'm not trying to do that at all. And when it comes to people like Congressman Udall, Congressman Perlmutter, Governor Ritter, I vote for him in a heartbeat. No problem. No problem. And I will vote for, and not only vote for, but work on Mark Udall's campaign for the Senate. But the Democratic Party as a whole, nationally and locally, I'm statewide, you know, I'm looking for another alternative. And it isn't the Green Party. All right, coming up, Jameson Fosher. We'll check on the right-wing media. And this morning, we're going to focus in on Iraq. Stick around.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Do you know what the biggest problem with computers is? Not having one. Because email seems to be the only way people communicate these days. But here's the good news. Now you don't need a computer to receive email. All you need is your regular phone line and the new Presto services with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto, you're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now, 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now, 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. For the first time in years, the Census Bureau says the nation's poverty rate has fallen. Live to Washington for the details from CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger.
Nick, here are some of the numbers we've been crunching. The Census Bureau says 35.5 million Americans were living in poverty last year. Now, that may sound surprisingly large, but it's actually an improvement over 2005. And you're right, Nick, this is the first major decline in the number of poor people since President Bush took office. Why the reduction in the number of poor? Well, a low unemployment rate was a big factor. More people found jobs. One other new stat to consider, the number of people without health insurance increased to 47 million, Nick.
It's the latest scandal that's rocking the nation's capital. A Republican senator caught up in a sex imbroglio, CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman reports.
Idaho Senator Larry Craig says police misinterpreted his actions and regrets pleading guilty this month to misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Craig's guilty plea stems from his arrest in June following a complaint of lewd conduct in a men's restroom at the Minneapolis airport. Reportedly, the arresting officer was in a stall next to a stall occupied by the senator. The officer describes Craig tapping his foot, which he says is a signal used by persons wishing to engage in homosexual activity.
Well, Craig is up for re-election next year. What are some of his constituents saying about the scandal?
Yeah, it does change my opinion, and I don't think that we should let people like that into office. I think he should step down. Yes, I do.
I'm not a Republican and didn't vote for Senator Craig, but I can't believe that he would have been guilty of something like this.
A federal judge has given the green light to the extradition of former Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega to France. He's facing up to 10 years in prison there on charges of laundering millions in drug proceeds through French banks. Palestinian and Israeli leaders have held more talks on resolving the differences that could lead to a Palestinian state. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and U.S.-backed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas discussed core issues of the Mideast conflict, such as Jerusalem, refugees, and final borders. Israeli spokesman Mark Regev.
Ultimately, we share a common view of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace.
The two leaders hope to present a framework for a peace deal at an international conference in the U.S. this fall. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
With the financial and real estate markets in turmoil, consumer confidence slipped this month. But Conference Board economist Ken Goldstein says even though its consumer confidence index fell, it was by less than most Wall Street analysts had expected.
Despite what's gone on in the housing market, gasoline prices, grocery prices, and even some of those households that have had a property tax increase, this is a very resilient consumer.
Now checking Wall Street numbers right now, the Dow is off 103 points, the NASDAQ down 29. This is CBS News.
Hey, Mr. Opportunity here, so you know what that means. It's Honda clearance time. And if you're into trucks, you are going to love this because it's your opportunity to get behind the wheel of a new Ridgeline, the versatile Element, the classy CRV, or an 8-passenger Pilot for a deal that just might make your head spin. Look at your money. I'm just trying to save you some of it. Your wallet can thank me later, if you get my meaning. Don't you just love it when I'm around? The 2007 Honda clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. and I'm knocking. Clearance ends September 3rd.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, innit, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A 36-year-old woman is dead, a Boulder man in a slammer in connection with an apparent case of domestic violence. 45-year-old Al Strauss being held in the Boulder County lockup on suspicion of murder one. Woman's name has not been released. Police not talking about the relationship between the two. Two kids, ages 4 and 2, live in the home, but they weren't there at the time of the stabbing. They're now in custody of social services. The man suspected of slashing the throat of a University of Colorado freshman worked at CU last year. School officials say 39-year-old Kenton Aston was a cashier at the student center just months before yesterday's bizarre attack.
He started stabbing himself in the stomach repeatedly while screaming.
Aston was sent to a state mental hospital 6 years ago after being accused of stabbing a 21-year-old Longmont man. There was no sign the school performed a background check on him. CU chancellor said policies on background checks are being changed immediately. And today, state officials plan to release their review of the starvation death of a 7-year-old Denver boy. He weighed 31 pounds when he died. He was kept in a closet for days at a time without food, water, or access to a bathroom. The boy's guardian and girlfriend are facing charges of first-degree murder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. It's been a pretty treacherous morning. We've had wrecks all over the Front Range, but looks like most of those have been cleared out of the way now, including the one we had on Highway 93 at Coal Creek Canyon. Still heavy, though, on those eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue. Just before Sheridan down to I-25, again, that was from a crash. Same thing if you're on southbound 225 between Parker and I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, but we'll get some more of those showers.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
760.net. Nicholas Bertillo Jr. Nicholas Bertillo Jr. of Thornton and Tyler Williams of Denver are Progressive Club members, and they have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call 303-713-8485 and claim their showdown tickets. All right. Nicholas Bertillo Jr. of Thornton and Tyler Williams of Denver are Progressive Club members, and they have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call 303-713-8485 and claim their showdown tickets. All right, let's go to Jameson Fosher, who is with Media Matters for America, and I believe title is Managing Director. Is that right? I always get your title wrong, JMO.
It's Managing Director, Jay.
Oh, I got it right, actually. Oh, okay. Now, you've got a complicated morning. You're busy, so we can't do our usual elongated thing in which I try to pump as much information out of you as I possibly can. So let me jump on something that I find to be pretty interesting. I've had a ton of people on here in the last couple of weeks talking about the surge, but what I keep seeing in the media, and I would like you to explain this to me, is why does the media keep saying, when I don't actually hear anybody saying, any Democrats saying, why do they keep saying that the surge, that the Democrats are saying that the surge is working when I don't hear any Democrats saying that?
Well, this is pretty incredible. The news for the last week or so, maybe a little bit more, has been full of these claims that even Democrats admit the surge is working, and they'll point specifically or name specifically Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Dick Durbin and a whole bunch of Democrats who have not said the surge is working. Why? You know, I don't know, Jay. You know, I always don't like why does the media do things questions, but one guess would be that Republicans are making this claim. They're out there every day saying Democrats say the surge is working, and rather than looking at what the Democrats actually said, the media is just repeating this. They're just assuming that it's true and saying it over and over and over again. Some of this is the Washington Times and Fox News and right-wing news organizations like that that you would expect to make claims that are at odds with the truth. But some of it is CBS News. Bob Schieffer said that Hillary Clinton has acknowledged the surge is working. So it's not just Fox and the Manchester Union Leader and the right-wingers like that. It's been the media overall has just fallen for this. And in fact, you know, again, what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Dick Durbin and others have said is that the United States military, the men and women in the United States military, are doing their jobs well. That's what they said.
Exactly. And when I hear them say this, I run to the internets to try to Google this information up and can never get it anyplace.
It's because it doesn't exist. This is actually all part of a broader effort that we're seeing the media engage in to change the terms of what it means to say the surge is working. All summer and back into the spring, since the surge began, the whole premise was that success meant political progress in Iraq. Didn't just mean that we were successfully keeping the killing from spiraling out of control. It meant actual political progress. That was the goal. But now that that hasn't happened, and that pretty much everybody acknowledges that hasn't happened, the media is pretending that just the fact that, that the number of deaths hasn't exploded means that the surge has worked. That was never the plan. That was never the bar that was set. That was never what the administration said was the goal. But that's what everybody is claiming now to try to claim victory, and the media is buying it.
Yeah, we're getting it. You know what? We're getting ready for September. We're getting ready for September the 15th, and now all of this hocus pocus is beginning to happen. Here's another example. All we heard in the month of July was about a low Iraq casualties. Now the casualties for June and August, I believe they're higher than any previous summer. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yet
you don't hear anything.
You're right. In late July and early August, the news was full of reports about how casualties in July were way down. You couldn't turn around without hearing that, and people were taking this as evidence that the surge had worked. That's where this last sort of month's worth of news reports claiming the surge has worked, that's kind of where it all began, with these low July casualties. Well, now that we're almost through August, we have numbers for June, July, and most of August, and they show that this has been the deadliest June, July, and August for Americans in Iraq since this war began. And that isn't being reported nearly as much. The Associated Press did run a very good article, I believe, over the weekend, putting things in context and showing that, that things really, even if you only look at the military aspect of the surge, things aren't necessarily progressing very well. So that's a really important point that is getting lost in these news reports. And again, they're the same news organizations that hyped the much lower July numbers. They're now ignoring the very high June, July, August number. So that's just another way that people really aren't getting a full picture of how things are progressing in Iraq. And again, that completely ignores the key political reconciliation and progress element of the surge that everybody all along said was the goal.
Yeah, I know you got to go, and I don't want to sit here and hold you when you've got other stuff to go on. But I just want to make this one last point before I let you go. The thing that scares me is that the American public is not going to get any kind of a true picture about what's really happening there because, one, the administration is not going to give us one, and, two, even if they did give us one, the media would mishandle it. And so Americans are not going to have the proper information to reach any kind of a conclusion.
Yeah, what we're seeing over and over again is the media just moving the goalposts on this and
yes.
saying, okay, the administration didn't meet what they said was their goal. We're just going to pretend the goal was something else. It's the same kind of thing you see when, you know, when every 6 months you see some pundit say, we just need six more months and we'll be fine. It's this constant shifting of the goalposts that as long as the media keeps doing that, people aren't getting anywhere near the truth or the full story or a consistent set of metrics and benchmarks that we can assess whether or not they're succeeding. And that's what people should demand from the media. They should say, hey, all spring and summer you said, in September we'll find out if there was political progress. Now you're saying that political progress is irrelevant to this question.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Exactly right. And in order for a democracy to work, you got to have an informed public, and you're not going to get it when the media rolls over and doesn't do its job. And this has been the problem here for the last God knows how many years. JMO, thanks, man. Thanks for taking time out of. I know it is going to be a busy day for you. I appreciate you being here, and I urge everybody to go to Media Matters for America. It's a website, mediamatters.org, and check out the information and sign up for the bulletins and get them daily like I do because they're great and they're very useful to have. Thanks, JMO.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
All right. All right, it's 9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go open phones. Want to go open phones? 303-713-7600. This has been kind of a hit-and-miss morning this morning. Really. It really has. Let me go to Sean, who's hanging on a cell phone. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Hey, I've been listening to you a little bit this morning, and I just had two things I wanted to really quickly try to kind of cover is, one of them is I'm not particularly opposed to third parties in any way. As a matter of fact, I think that it's a really good idea to have as many different voices out there and as many different political ideas as possible. But I'm not sure right now, and I hate to say this, you know, that way, not right now, that they're going about it quite right in that I think they're getting better at it. But many third parties to me have been more about being further left or further right, and I wish that more of the third parties were really trying to hit that center and really say, let's find these people who are leaving the Republican Party because it's too far right or the Democrats because they're too far left and really hit the center up. And then secondly is I think what they really need to do is try to start from the bottom up instead of starting from the top. Try to get first where they're more involved in the local politics, and I'm not saying that they haven't been doing that. This might be just my perception in part. But, you know, don't go for the presidential election quite yet. And the reason I say quite yet is as long as we have our current election system without any campaign finance reform and perhaps other changes, then I really do think the third party, unfortunately, only acts as a spoiler. I know they don't want to, but until that person who runs as a third party candidate really has a chance of winning the presidency, then I'm afraid whether they want to or not, that that's all they do is act as a spoiler.
Well, most of these third parties that are out here, you know, they're available. They're not very credible. And what I mean by that is, for instance, Ralph Nader. You know, now it appears that Ralph Nader, if he decides to run again, and when he ran in 2000, and when he does run, it appears that he's doing it to satisfy his ego. And the Green Party is not a mainstream political party by any means, and most people will not sign on to it, nor will they not buy it. So that's a problem. And, yeah, I think you're right, essentially, because what's going on here is that you've got the political debate in this country dominated by the extremes. And those folks who are just in the middle, who want some sensible answers to some problems and want to work things out and want to restore the country on the right footing, there's no one out there really, in most cases, talking to them. They're left out of the equation.
Yeah, and the second thing I was kind of thinking about, and maybe it relates back to this even, is earlier you were talking, one of my biggest worries right now, and I see it with the neocons, who I really do think are different from the old school conservatives.
Oh, I know they are, yeah.
One of my fears with the neocons is that, and it's probably true of any political person, but especially with the neocons, is they always believe that their guy is right, even when it should seem so obvious that he's wrong. And people used to be able to say of different politicians, you know, I agree with this guy 60% or 70% of the time, but there's still stuff I disagree with him on. But there are so many Bush supporters currently who my perception is that they stand by Bush no matter what. And even when they can see how obvious it is he's wrong, they still say, well, but he needed to do that, or you just don't understand. Or
here's the other. Here's the other.
He knows better than us. That really drives me nuts sometimes.
Yeah. Or the other cop out is this one. Here's the one I get all the time. Well, yeah, but they're all bad.
Right. Right. You know, and I just wish people every once in a while would say, you know what, you're not going to find the perfect politician, but find one who agrees with you 60 or 70% of the time. You're not going to find one who agrees 100% of the time unless you yourself are running for political office. But, yeah, it scares me to think that so many of the neocons are true believers. And granted, there are those kind of people for any political party.
Oh, we've got them, too, though. Yeah, we've got them, too.
Oh, we do, too, absolutely. But right now, I mean, you know, my example was going to be the Alberto Gonzalez, the firing of the judges. Now, granted, I've got my own bias here, but it seems to me that what was done was, in fact, legal. However, it seems to me that even somebody with a rudimentary understanding of it, if given the facts and hopefully what is a nonpartisan manner, would still quickly jump to the conclusion that while legal, it certainly was not ethical. And yet you still have people who will defend it. And I would say that even a staunch conservative should be able to look at that and say, look, I'm a conservative and I agree with Bush on many things but this one thing, they were wrong. But you just can't hear anybody anymore say, you know, my guy was wrong. My guy made a mistake. I mean, you know, and I think Democrats have been a little better about that.
Yeah, they are. They are way better at times. But there are, you know, there are also old school conservatives who know that this stuff that's going on is not right either, because I hear them say it, and they send me emails, and they're out there, and there are also people who are upset with the Republican Party and what's going on. And the problem here is, once again, what you stated in the beginning, why is politics not very attractive? Well, you know why? Because the majority of people judge it to be awful, and they're right it is, and we need to have some kind of awakening in this country, and we need to learn to not only work together, but also ultimately to solve together, and stop letting hysteria and buzzwords and all of this other craziness dominate the political debate. Sean, thanks, man.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
And not using polarizing terms doesn't make for as exciting a dialogue. I mean, there's some people out there who they get jazzed up over that. That's particularly people who listen to the other talk stations. They love all that. They love all that over the top behavior and over the top claims, and they're into all of that. Well, let's bomb everybody. Let's nuke them all. Let God sort them out. And vote for a Democrat. Everybody's going to die. And they get into all of this kind of stuff. And it's like, oh my God, get away from me. Stop. But then we do it too. That's a Bush crime family. It's all a conspiracy. And it's mafia-like tactics. And it's like, oh, come on. Why? How does that fix anything? It's just buzz terms. That's all it is, just buzzwords. God, it's enough to make people...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-SCAN or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
1-785.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, J. Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Okay, 9:26, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today, 84. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about? You want to talk about Michael Vick? You want to talk about Senator Larry Craig? You want to talk about anything? I don't care what it is. You want to talk about third parties? You want to talk about music? You want to talk about movies? You want to talk about anything? It's okay. 303-713-7600. Let me slip this in before I take another call because I've been holding on to this for a couple of days. Check this out. This is from a couple of days ago. Nouri al-Maliki, who's the prime minister of Iraq, says American officials consider Iraq like one of their villages. He blasted critics, including Senator Hillary Clinton and Carl Levin, who were talking about maybe it's time for a change there, and also took a shot at John Warner. And, okay, yeah, but it's our men and women who are dying over there to keep this toad in power. So he can't have it either, he can't have it both ways. I mean, if he doesn't want us meddling in what's going on, then good, fine, we'll leave. And we should have left a long time ago. Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
There are some points that I wanted to make about third parties. Because I participated in this, and I will kick myself to the day I die. I was a Ralph Nader supporter in 2000. Because I thought that both Gore, I don't know why I thought this, and I was totally wrong, Gore and Bush, to me, at that time, were both the same.
Well, Gore had some unattractive things about him, and the last time I heard him speak, which was on Keith Olbermann's Countdown, I believe it was Keith Olbermann's Countdown, he indicated to me in some ways that he still doesn't get it.
Well, I know, but, Jay, this is my main crux of the point. You know, there are no perfect candidates, but they're not all equally bad. I will step out and say that any Democrat, although Hillary is not my favorite candidate, any Democrat that's running is more qualified and would make a better president than any Republican.
No, I don't think that's true. I don't think Senator Mike Gravel would make a better candidate.
Okay, so he's sort of on the fringe. Okay, I'm saying that our basic goal right now, in my opinion, my basic goal is to not have the same kind of administration going on that's been going on for the last 8 years anymore. They have hurt this country enough. And to me, all the Republican candidates, with the exception of perhaps Ron Paul, they all look the same to me. They all say the same things. They all sound just like George Bush. And to me...
Well, they all sound incredibly ignorant.
Our first goal is to get rid of that. Now, third parties, as an ideological idea, are a good idea, except in this nation's history, they have never gotten very close to winning.
No, I agree.
And so what you're doing if you vote for a third party is you're voting for the opponent generally of what you think. You're giving the vote away. I gave my vote to George Bush. I could kick myself that I did that.
Well, I'm not advocating that the people vote for third parties. I'm not advocating that they do. But I'm also not advocating that we take the Democrats simply for granted because we have to. And there are Democrats who are a shade better than Republicans, like John Nichols said, but there's also Democrats who are not very good. Hillary is not very good. She symbolizes all that's wrong with the system, and there are others running there that have the same damn problem. And the deal is they're not really in it for you and me. What they're in it for is they're in it for themselves.
But this brings me to my next point. And you, of course, I have a great deal of respect for you, but you have a lot of power with your station, especially among a certain group of people. If you become an independent elector in this state, you cannot vote in the primary election. That
means we don't have a primary election. We have caucuses.
Okay, you cannot vote in the caucus. That means you have no say.
So I don't vote in the caucus.
That means you have no say in choosing who you think might be a better Democratic candidate.
Well, so I guess I don't vote in the caucus. The only Democratic candidate out there that I'm thrilled with, or that I have any the only two that I have any real good feelings about, are Edwards and Obama. But other than that, I like Joseph Biden. I think he'd make a wonderful Secretary of State. I just don't think I just don't think he's the one for president. But I'm sick and tired of getting crap through the mail from the Democratic Party. I'm sick and tired of getting all of their garbage. And I'm sick and tired of their attitude.
And, I agree with you about that. But I'm just wanting people, and, if you've made up your mind, and people make up their mind to vote to become independents, and they have their reasons, that's fine. But people need to be aware, then you're going to get the candidates that are handed to you, and you're not going to have any say in choosing them at all.
Well, I almost feel like we're going to get the candidates that are handed to us anyway.
Well, I'm not sure
But Colorado doesn't have enough clout and doesn't have enough of a sway over the process to stop anything. California really has got the real ultimate end answer. And that's where it's going to play out because it's going to involve big money and media buys and all of that. But, essentially, let me tell you what the Democratic Party is essentially about. The Democratic Party is essentially about this. They're essentially about using people, and then when they don't have any use for you, then they just don't care about you. But they have nothing to say to you. And you know what? I'm sick of them.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, you have your reasons, and that's fine. I just want people to know that every state is different. Some states, if you're an independent, you can vote in the primary elections, but you can't in Colorado.
Well, but once again, there's no voting to be done. It's a caucus state.
Okay, but it's still a decision-making process. There's still, if you go to the caucus, you'll still have a lot of say because very few people show up at the caucus.
Well, why do you think that is, Elaine?
A lot of people think, I think I've been to caucuses. I don't know if you have.
Yes,
If you bring your group of friends, if you get a bunch of people together, you can have a lot of say. But when I went by myself, and I thought that I was steamrolled over. And I don't know if that's why people don't go.
No, you know why people don't go? I'll tell you why they don't go. Because to the populace at large, this whole entire process and the people involved in it are unappealing. And not very glamorous, and most people don't take the time to get involved, just like most people don't have any idea, for instance, a lot of people don't know who their congressman is or their congressperson. That's why they don't get involved. It's not very attractive. And you know something? They're absolutely right. It isn't very attractive. It's like a gigantic whorehouse.
Well, in a way, that's true. But that, like you said, there are people who are good politicians, and you'd named them before.
Yeah, we have three of the best in the country.
And I think they need to get our support instead of people saying, oh, all politicians are the same, because they're not.
No, I intend to vote for them. I intend to work on Congressman Udall's campaign. I intend to vote for Congressman Perlmutter. I intend to contribute money to his campaign. And I love Governor Bill Ritter, and I think he's a model for the future. But there are a lot of those folks out there. They are absolute and they are complete bums. And both sides is full of them, and that's why people are upset. And that's why people are angry, and that's why they're disenfranchised. And these two political parties can't wake up. And if I have to hear another person who is a progressive, another person who claims they're a progressive or a liberal, sit there and engage in all of this unappealing, over-the-top rhetoric about stuff, screw it. I mean, enough's enough already.
Yeah.
Enough. But it doesn't work.
There's a lot of times that people have to do things that may not be very appealing. I mean, the mass audience wants to watch American Idol. That doesn't mean that helps run our country. We all have to take our job.
Well, you don't have to explain the media to me.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Jay, is we all have to hold our nose and go vote for the best person that we can. And we all have to see, I believe, that we all have to try, in our little bit, to try to get the best people in there running against each other.
Well, I essentially believe that you're 100% correct, but it doesn't mean I have to go willingly or have to like it.
I agree. I don't like it either. I agree with you.
All right, Elaine, great call.
Thanks.
Call me again.
Oh, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. Anything you want to talk about, let's do it. It's 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour. Here's Gina with traffic.
All right, we've got some major delays on southbound 225 just south of Parker. Looks like traffic is just coming to a standstill there. Apparently, we've had a crash just south of that area. So if you're planning to head through the DTC and down to I-25, you may want to seek an alternate route. Also had a crash involving a pedestrian off the highway at Federal and Holden. That is just south of Colfax. Weather outlook today, beautiful so far, but we're in store for a shower or two by this afternoon. We'll get a high of 86. Right now it's clear and 73. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a...
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. Our proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapaho in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapaho and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at denvernutcracker.com.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply.
Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Now Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in The Great Russian Nutcracker. Auditions will be held Saturday, September 8th at 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast in various roles. Details at DenverNutcracker.com.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 84. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Don't forget, I'll be here on Labor Day, and then I'll be broadcasting live from the Taste of Colorado Labor Day afternoon, sitting in for Randy Rose, who's going to take a day off. So I'll cover it, and instead of just carrying whoever would come down the line. Let's go to Jim in Aurora. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Okay, Jim. What's up?
Well, listen, I wanted to talk to you about a half hour ago now. You were talking to a gentleman about just the general political environment and the parties and stuff. And the person you were talking to, I forget his name, he prefaced his remarks with a statement that within the parties, the Republicans are being pulled farther and farther to the right, and the Democrats are being pulled farther and farther to the left, and, you know, all the problems that would result from that. And I just wanted to say, I'm 58 years old, and I remember when Richard Nixon was my commander-in-chief when I was in the Air Force. And the problem isn't the Republicans going to the right and the Democrats going to the left. The problem is the Democrats are going to the right after the Republicans. And like I said, I'm a little older than you. I remembered Nixon very well.
Oh, I do,
and
too.
And if you think about the positions on civil rights and abortion and foreign policy and the economy, Mr. Clinton, who was, of course, branded a dangerous liberal, was pretty much slightly to the left of Richard Nixon some 40 years ago. And when we preface a discussion about the current political situation and we don't point out the fallacy of one of the you know, basic statements to set up the conversation, we're doing everybody a disservice. I think the reason people like you and me are so disgusted with the Democrats these days isn't because they lack spine. It's that they become Republicans in many, many instances.
Yeah, a lot of them have, and a lot of them have in the past, and they have a tendency to do what is good. I mean, okay, look at Hillary Clinton's statement yesterday about lobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue to take money from lobbyists, but I am not going to take decisions. You know, she's essentially... What she's essentially saying is, I'm going to continue to take money from lobbyists, but they're not going to have any influence on what I decide and what I think. And you know what she's doing? She's looking in the camera right there, and she's bold-faced lying, because people don't give you money, and then they do it because they think you're a great person. They do it because they expect something.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just wanted to put that in. The next time somebody says the left's going to the left and the right's going to the right, you know, you need to point out that, well, that's not exactly true. And actually, while we talk about this, one other thing occurs to me. I've heard you say this several times, and it makes me roll my eyes when I'm driving to work. When we're talking about corporate America and the CEOs, several times you've said how the CEOs are making 40 times what the workers make.
Well, it's actually about 85.
Actually, it's about 400 if you look over the last 40 years. So check, you know, go and look at that, because even though it's bad the way we say it, I think it's actually a lot worse.
Well, it's a lot, yeah, it is a lot worse. And most people, this always gets me. I wish somebody could explain this to me. Why there are people running around out there who believe that privatization is the end all be all to everything, yet in the same respect, and pretending that government is terrible. And that private industry or business is the role model for everything, when yet every person you bump into has some complaint about the place they work.
Oh, Jay, I agree with you absolutely. Whenever I hear this, I ask him, well, you know who the most efficient health care provider in the country is? And when you tell them it's Medicaid, they just dismiss
right.
it or act like you never said it.
Well, they refuse to accept it.
Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, I just had those couple of comments. Love your show. Listen to you in the morning. You help wake me up. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too, man. Talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Judy in Evergreen. Judy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, I wanted to talk about Michael Vick. I know you, that was a little sour.
No, it's all right. It's open phones. You can talk about him.
Okay. This is, I am a huge animal activist. If you noticed in the man's speech, he never mentioned animals or the harm, the horror that he did. I mean, it was bad enough that he fought dogs to the death, but the animals that couldn't fight, he took part in electrocuting them, choking them, drowning them. I mean, this is so much more than a man. I think people are taking it too light when they say dog fighting. That's bad enough to watch two innocent animals kill themselves, kill each other. It's the same way, if you think about it, what if they were fighting innocent children and then the child that can't fight gets put to sleep?
Well, dogs, yeah, but dogs, in all due respect, dogs are not kids. And then there's the CBS show that's out there. What is that called? Kid Nation or whatever the heck it is, where they take those kids into Mexico and they reenact like basically, you know, Lord of the Flies. How come people aren't upset about that?
This is what I'm saying. Did you realize who he apologized to? He apologized to the owner of his team, basically. He said that.
Well, wait a minute. He apologized to kids. He apologized
He didn't apologize to only about that he showed him his
grief. But he said he was sorry. I mean, what do you want him to describe in great detail about what he had done?
No, absolutely not. I would like for him to acknowledge beyond.
Well, he did.
What did he acknowledge?
He did, because he signed a plea agreement.
Whoopee. I mean, if my lawyer told me to straighten my butt up until the judge gave the sentence, then I would be very humble. I could be more humble than he is if it's just for show.
Well, take it up with him. What can I tell you? I mean, I don't think, you know what, you're going to get what you're going to get. Question is whether you accept it or you don't accept it, and whether you believe the idea that because he accepted Jesus that he now is washed of his sins and that we should forgive him because he makes this claim.
Well, to me, that's between he and whoever his maker is. The rest of it is, even when you were a child and you were sorry for what you had done, your parents probably still carried through with the appropriate punishment
Nobody's saying he's not going to get the appropriate punishment.
And do you think he could play ball again?
Well, you know what? I don't know whether he'll play ball again or not, because he's going to have...
Do you think he should?
I think it's a complicated, difficult question, because I think that it amounts to this. Do you believe in the idea that if people go to jail, and if they serve the assigned sentence that's given to them, and they complete that sentence, and they walk out of the incarceration a free person, have they then paid their debt to society, and then are they allowed to go ahead and lead their lives? Or do you never pay your debt to society, and you carry the burden for the rest of your natural life on the planet?
I think that it all depends on what kind of responsibility do you carry to society. If you're a politician, if you're one of these people in the mainstream, I think you have a lot larger responsibility.
But you know what? Under the eyes of the law, it doesn't work that way.
Well, that's the...
I mean, it's, you know what? Look, either you believe in the idea of redemption, rehabilitation, and paying your debt to society, or you reject that. If you reject it, that means that anybody who goes to jail for whatever crime it is that they've committed, even though they would come to you and they would say, okay, I did this and it was wrong, but I spent time in jail, and I believe that, haven't I paid? I mean, I personally believe that if you go to jail, that if you pay your debt to society and you don't cause any trouble, I think once you walk out, I think you should be given a second chance.
I think if it were an even playing field going to jail,
Why do you think he's not on the even playing field?
He's not on an even playing field.
Why?
Can the guy that got picked up for marijuana last night that can't afford an attorney is going to have the same kind of justice that this man that can hire the top gun in the country?
It's not an even playing field. All right, but that goes for the American justice system all the way across. But the fact is that most first time offenders in animal cruelty cases don't do that much time in jail. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's a first offense. He has no record. Usually they have a tendency, in everything, including marijuana, they have a tendency not to throw the book at you because you're like a first-time offender. But nevertheless, okay, whatever it is, whatever the story is, you have to decide, whether it's Michael Vick or Jay Marvin, that if they go to jail and they do their time, okay, do they have a chance, you know, at that point, have they paid their debt to society, or do they always pay their debt to society?
Well, what happened to Pete Rose? And that was certainly not near as bad a crime.
Did Pete Rose go to jail?
No, but he certainly never got to play. I can't recall, but he never got to play ball again.
Okay, but that's Major League Baseball's decision. I'm saying in the eyes of the law, because I don't know, and I'm asking you honestly because I can't answer it, because I don't remember, did he go to jail? I don't think he went to jail.
I know he never played ball again.
That doesn't make any difference. That's in the eyes of Major League Baseball. I'm talking about was he incarcerated?
Someone else is going to have to answer that.
I don't think he was.
I don't think he was either. My point is, if we do not start realizing that compassion for helpless people, animals, the planet.
Animals are not people, ma'am.
I said helpless people, animals, or the planet. I didn't say they're people. They're definitely animals.
And I'm not advocating that we don't have compassion. All I'm saying to you is you have to make up your mind. If somebody has gone to jail, have they served their debt to society, yes or no?
Well, all right, let's take this one step farther then. Do you think Lindsay Lohan served her debt to society?
If she served the sentence that was given to her, yes.
She served one day, and that you're content with that.
If that's what the judge allowed, yes. I don't have any other choice. I'm not the judge, and I don't make any decisions.
And you can't form an opinion yourself on you think that that's not right because the judge gave her that?
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I'll say it again. Here it is. Check it out. I said if she served the time that was given to her, and she spent time in jail, one day, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever the case it may be, then, yeah, at that point she served her debt to society until she gets into trouble again.
And if your son came along the next night and the same thing happened to him and he was in there for 3 months, that would settle easy.
Well, no, I'm not happy with the fact that the American justice system cuts on a dollar bill. I've never been happy with that.
Okay, that's my point.
No, but that's not the point. The point is, do you take some? Well, I can't keep going on this. Do you take somebody and do you hold them responsible for the rest of their life for what they have done, or do you believe in the idea that they have served their debt to society and that they are allowed to go on with their lives, short of being child molesters, murderers, and rapists?
And,
yes or no? Yes or no? Just answer the question.
Oh, I throw animals in there the same way. No, if you have killed an animal cruelly, it's the same as killing a person.
Well, okay. You know what? I disagree with you, but I thank you for the call.
Sure.
Okay, 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Here's traffic with Joyce Jefferson.
Thank you, Jay. We still have this crash on 225 southbound past Parker Road. Traffic still moving very slowly through that stretch. Also an accident reported southbound I-25 near 23rd, and traffic there was already slow from 58th getting into downtown. And an accident on Federal involving a pedestrian. This is at Holden, just south of Colfax. Going to be a little messy getting through that intersection as well. Today, partly cloudy. Afternoon storms expected. A high of 86 for Denver, where right now it's 73 degrees. I'm Joyce Jefferson on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
WAMU is currently running a special on an 8-month CD with add-on feature that lets you add money into the account anytime.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Why? Because that's stressed every single day. People like Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Colby Harris and Fred Lebrato and Gerard Menard and the list of great folks out there just goes on and on and on. And they're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. By the way, they're open on Labor Day, same as we are. So if you want to do a little shopping on Labor Day, you can do that as well. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Which means earn it for the long haul, not the short haul. So can't think of a better place to go. It's Rocky's Autos. You can't miss them. They've got a huge sign. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike, and they'll see you on Labor Day.
Food from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works, but we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of the business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves now at your local grocery store or available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at a higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
957, 57 minutes after the hour. High today, 84. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Let's see if we can squeeze Harry and Boulder in. Harry, go ahead, man. You got about a minute.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Harry.
Just real quick, Michael Vick is going to get his just desserts, I do believe. But the thing that makes me really sad is that I don't think that Alberto Gonzalez will be held to account for what he has done.
Yeah, it's going to be very, 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 very tough. But Patrick Leahy has indicated that this isn't going to be the end of it. But you're right. It's going to be very, very hard, Harry. Very hard.
Well, Jay, the way I see it, no matter what the Congress may or may not do, Bush will just hit him with the pardon pen, and he skates.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you're right. You know, yeah, ultimately in the end, I think you're absolutely right.
You know, the guy skates, yet what he's done to the Constitution, just as heinous as what I predict those defenseless dogs.
Yeah, I think you're right, Harry. Great way to end the show, man. Haven't heard your voice in a long time. Call a little bit more often, brother. Talk to you soon.
Will do, sir. Have a grand weekend.
You too. See ya.
Bye.
Well, don't tell me to have a grand weekend. It's only Tuesday. Call again before the weekend, Harry. Back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Have a good day.
You having trouble sleeping and tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work? Are you afraid to resort to prescription sleeping pills with potential negative side effects? If I were to tell you that there's now an effective new breakthrough called RestAid that'll help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night without side effects, you'd probably be skeptical. So we'll prove it by giving you a free trial of RestAid. See for yourself how its all-natural formula has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With RestAid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most RestAid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of RestAid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706.